Blog Talk Radio. All too often these days, the factory whistle is falling silent in America. But there is a way to get American workers back to work. Start buying more American-made products. Now, a Michigan-based company is leading the way in this movement to strengthen our economy. It's called AmericanMadeProducts.com. AmericanMadeProducts.com is more than a way to purchase American-made products online quickly and securely. It's a way to get our economy moving in the right direction. Go online or call and speak to a live customer service representative. AmericanMadeProducts.com, a family company based on the belief in the American worker and the quality of American-made products. If you're an American manufacturer, big or small, and would like your products on our site, contact us. We add products daily. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your employer about AmericanMadeProducts.com. Visit, shop, and watch America grow. AmericanMadeProducts.com.
I want to ask you guys, you mentioned this. I think how we react to coming out of this is looking like a big liability to the Democrats. I think somehow, sometimes their whole attitude toward this was a liability. I mean, it depends on how you think about it. But there was a poll recently, which is Gallup. This is a serious polling service. Which is better advice right now, they asked, for people who do not have symptoms and are otherwise healthy? Stay home as much as possible to avoid contracting or spread the virus, or lead their normal lives as much as possible. 87% of Republicans said people should strive to lead normal lives. 71% of Democrats, stay home. Yes. Keep cowering.
You're talking about people who have had their vaccinations?
Correct.
71% of people who have had their vaccinations?
Of Democrats.
Yeah.
That's Meathead, if you wanted to know who the other guy is. That's Meathead from All in the Family.
Do people who've had stay home as much as possible, even if you've, and I see people on the street walking outside with a mask on, like, you fucking moron. I just want to shout at them outside the car. You're a moron. Yeah. You never could get it outside, really.
Right.
And you're alone walking on the street with a mask.
Yeah. So you used to mask shame them. Now you're mask de-shaming them.
I never mask shame.
If people want to do that, whatever, right? But it is stupid, and it's a rejection of science, right? Because you can't say on one end, we got to listen to the science and the data, and then when, you know, the science says, okay, you can't get COVID outside, and you never could, and you don't need a mask anymore, be like, oh, I'm just not going to do it, right? So you're right. It could be a liability, but my organization, Strike Back, is going to hammer those GOP people who murdered. I mean, they've murdered through incompetence and misinformation hundreds of thousands of citizens, right? So it's about, okay, they're going to do their thing. Are we going to come back with an alternative frame that is aggressive and offensive? It's not debating on their terms. They want to talk about mask wearing. No, we're going to talk about your bullshit management of this COVID pandemic.
Okay, but right? That's the past. Now we're over the – it's over. Can we just say it's over? You know, I know it was great fun to have a pandemic. Okay, it's over. Like you said at the beginning of the show, we should be closer together. I watch the basketball playoffs now. Most of the people are in the stands, not wearing masks. And apparently there's no super spreader event that's coming out of that. And yet I see the players are playing without masks. They go on the bench, the coach has a mask on. Why?
Yeah, I mean,
it's just stupid, inconsistent, mask covering.
Texas, they never had masks.
If
right?
you have your vaccination, if you've been vaccinated, that's it. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
They're making
if you
noise.
Haven't been vaccinated, then that's
oh,
not
sorry.
Right.
Okay. I didn't want you to
you haven't been vaccinated.
But you've been vaccinated.
Right. Yes, and I'm happy to do that.
Okay, so don't be afraid of the person who isn't.
I'm not afraid of that person.
Okay.
I'm worried that that person is going to spread something to somebody else.
You know, somebody's always going to spread something. You can't just hide forever.
Yeah.
Life is a risk. Everything in life is a risk.
If they want to reject the vaccine, that's totally fine because, you know, I mean, but I do think it's worth, you know, asking them when they, because you always get these brand reports, I didn't get vaccinated. They're like, oh, that's cool. Do you happen to know if you've killed anybody yet? Because you are a walking lab rat,
that's
right?
You know what also killed people?
Yes, I agree.
Nobody in the health.
Yes, I agree. It's very slow.
No. Yeah. You know what else killed people? Nobody in the health hierarchy ever suggested to the American people that the best way to stay away from a bad outcome from this virus was to get yourself in better physical shape.
Never suggested that.
And that's mostly what killed people.
There's really no short-term physical shape thing in the midst of a pandemic that's spreading.
Are you kidding?
Am I going to lose 50 pounds?
Well, we have.
No.
You need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone could.
Not in 3-4 months, right?
Well, it lasted over a year.
Yes. Yeah, and I lost 40 pounds, I'm proud to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well brag, right?
Well, 78% of the people who died were obese.
Yes, exactly. So, that's why I hid in my house until I got vaccinated. And now I'm vaccinated and I am out. You know, and I'm, like, willing to kiss you, Bill. I mean, I'll pop a joint with you, you know? Like, I'm totally good. No pot in the green room, though. You know?
This night is getting better. now we're kissing and smoking pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna use any of those lines? I think they'll work.
All right. They're getting silly. Okay, welcome to the show. We got everybody. Push one on your keypad if you'd like to join the show. Got a lot of people here already. Push one, and I'll get you on. We got Kathy and Daniel. We got Jean. We got Cinnamon.
Hello, everybody.
Whoa.
Hello.
Oh. Sorry, I was unpacking. I'm sorry I was making noise. I didn't realize I was unmuted.
Oh,
me too.
I didn't realize you, I didn't know who it was. I just knew it was somebody.
It was probably me because I was unpacking and didn't know I was unmuted.
Hello, Jean.
I just got back from home. Hello, Miss Kathy. How are you?
I am doing great. How you been? Missed you.
Yeah, I've missed being there. I've just been busy with the farm and whatnot. Yeah, I just got back from Wisconsin today. So
Wisconsin. Wow.
Well, we'll be talking about recipes later on in the show. Stay with us. Go ahead, Beryl.
Now done.
Be nice.
Yeah. Surrounded
hey,
by
you're lunch. Lucky I'm even on the show tonight because tomorrow's my anniversary, and I need to get some sleep because we got a big day.
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary. 60 years. That's awesome.
29.
That's
29.
Close
enough. Great.
It doesn't happen very much anymore, does it? It doesn't happen very much anymore.
38 total.
Yeah, living in sin. Glad he made you a...
Whatever.
A lady.
Yeah, we were, and we regret it. We wish we wouldn't have.
So he made an honest woman of you, huh, Jean?
Yeah.
He married
he did.
You. That's sweet. I like that. That is.
Yeah. Well, I was only 15 when we met, so come on. You know.
So Cinnamon's off work tonight?
Yes, I am.
Good.
And hopefully I can get a complete 3 days off.
Well, good for you. I hope so, too.
Yeah, how that goes?
That
would be nice.
So what has happened to my gas price?
Oh, I filled up in Wisconsin for $2.68 to come home.
Did you get
Chicago. Huh?
Did you get sticker shock when you got into Michigan?
Well, I get into Chicago, and Chicago's at $3.35, and then I saw one place, and I think it was $3.99. I kid you not. I did a double take. And then I was like, coming into Indiana is like $3.15, $3.16.
Wow.
I'm like, what the heck?
I
and I get on the and I talk to Robert and I'm like my son and I'm like, So what are the gas prices there in Michigan? He goes, $3.15. I went, what?
Yeah.
And I needed to get gas, and I thought, well, I'll go to Sam's Club in Kalamazoo because I have Gas Buddy, and it says that regular unleaded was $2.82 a gallon. I'm like, yeah. 30 cents a gallon, I'm filling up, right?
Yeah.
And I stop, and I see a sign that says, we are out of unleaded. Regular unleaded.
I bet. Everybody was filling up.
Well, hold on, it gets better. And I'm on the phone with Scott, and I look back at Gas Buddy, and their premium price was $3.14. And I'm like, I'm already in line. I might as well just go ahead and fill up a premium, right? And he's like, yeah, you're the same price as everybody else. Go ahead, right? I get a little closer. They have a smaller sign that says premium, same price as unleaded.
Oh.
So I got premium gas for $2.82 a gallon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, very nice.
I was like, deal of the day.
Yeah.
Deal of the day.
Yes,
you bet. You're not going to see that price for a long time till we get our nice
Biden.
Republican in the office.
Thanks, Biden.
Yeah. Well, at January 19th, I was paying $1.89. I had to look. I thought it was $1.99, and I got it written down on an old piece of paper. It was $1.89.
Yeah. And then we spiked up right after that.
It didn't take long, did it? You know, they talk about these kids, $15 an hour. You might as well stay where they're at because, you give them $15 an hour, they're just going to spend it on higher prices on everything. So it's like they wouldn't get a raise, a bump anyway.
Now you stop and think about it. Anybody that say that's already making, like, say, $20 an hour or, $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
All these people are getting $12, $15 an hour. Prices of everything else is going up. Our minimum wage is, what, $9, I think, in Michigan. Nine something. So they're getting a $6 increase above minimum wage, right?
Right.
You got
right.
Anybody above that, did they get a $6 an hour increase? Nope.
No.
So what have you done? You have brought that upper middle class down, way down.
Yeah, but if you give a $6 raise to the $9, you're gonna have to spend it in gas, food, and if you want, well, God help you if you need wood. Wood is outrageous.
Well, what a idiot. All those prices have raised. Okay, yeah, they're making this $15 an hour. But people that were making above that anyway, they didn't get a raise
Yeah.
Well, when wages go up, prices go up. See, so it's not like getting a raise at all. You know,
well,
prices exactly.
are up anyway. So,
you know,
and
like
actually, anybody above that got a major pay cut, Without
yeah.
their literally being cut.
Yeah.
I talked to my friend Joe at the truck plant. He voted for Biden. And he is furious. Just furious.
Good.
Yeah. He's
good.
He's looked into some things. He didn't even know about Hunter Biden.
Of course not. Me. MSM didn't tell him.
And did
about
you see
it.
Those emails that they got off his computer? He was using writing the N word and all kinds of good.
Yeah,
you know.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a jackass, that dude. Wow.
Well, and, Mr. Fauci is no better.
10% of the people said they would have never voted for Biden if they knew about Hunter and his connections with China. And Ukraine.
Okay, but please tell me, last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, last week it was Memorial Day weekend, 2 weeks ago, sorry. And Biden does a speech, and he can't even get 10,000 people to see it. Not even 10,000. And he got 80 million votes. Bullshit.
No,
Trump
he didn't.
Gives a speech, and he's off the charts.
Well, they know, they got mail-in ballots They say they're mailed in. There's a whole stack of them. There's no crease. There's no crease mm-hmm. in any. And but they say, yeah. But hey, he's the president. I don't care. You know, the election's over. It just makes sure we have a secure election in the future. That's all I care about. Because he's going to be in office, and that's just all there is to it. And I don't like the border. Nobody's going down to the border. I can't believe.
They can go to Guatemala.
I just can't believe what they're doing down there at the border. Have you seen that mess they have down there? The ranchers are going crazy. Texas is actually finishing the wall in Texas. That's how bad it is.
I saw that.
Well, and their governor is Abbott, right?
Right.
Abbott is their governor?
Yeah.
And he's not doing the catch and release in Texas. He's not allowing that.
No, he's getting him back, yeah. I feel sorry for these people. It's not their fault. I mean, Biden said, come on, Ed, come on. And they did. Did you see him dropping those little kids? I mean, not even 2 years old, over that big-ass fence? But what the hell is wrong with these freaking people? I mean, come on. What is wrong with you? And these coyotes, they said, have already made over $1 billion. Over $1 billion. And they just put them in, drop them off, and tell them and point. There's signs on trees that point to where they need to go.
Did you see what Ms. Harris told them in Guatemala? Don't come.
Yeah.
Don't make that trip. It's too dangerous.
Did you see all those signs that she was greeted by?
Yes.
Oh, God. Go home. Yeah. We don't want you, Kamala. I push one on your keypad. If you want to join the conversation, I'll get you right on.
Did you see the interview with Lester Holt? Her interview with Lester Holt?
Yeah, I'll play a little bit of that later on.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I was like, wow. I couldn't believe Lester Holt was actually saying the things he was saying.
I know. And she said, we were at the border. He called her out on that. You weren't.
And I haven't been to Europe either.
Yeah. What kind of answer is that? I haven't been to Europe. What the hell is wrong with you? And give that laugh, that strange freaking laugh she's got to do. I don't understand her.
Even the Guatemalan president blames Biden for encouraging the people to leave and come to America.
Yeah.
The Guatemalan president is blaming Biden's administration for encouraging them to come.
Well, he did. All of them did, though. You know, if you're a Democrat, they all did. And they're just going to take jobs from the lower class, you know, uneducated folks that want to work and construction and road work. They're just going to undercut them, and that's just how it's going to be.
To the U.S. if I could, and what a difference an election makes.
And I'm telling you what, it's spreading all over the world. This is Sky News.
Remember when Trump won and enforced tough border protection policies? We had Kamala Harris coming out and saying this back in 2017. She posted this. She said, say it loud. Say it clear. Everyone is welcome here. Oh, my God, it rhymes. No ban, no wall. That's a powerful hashtag, Kamala. But now that she is vice president and the U.S. has completely lost control of its southern border with more than 2 million expected to cross in a single year, this is what Kamala is saying.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come.
Only the Biden administration hasn't been doing that, and chaos is what's happening on the border and has been for months. But though Kamala this week was in Guatemala, she still hasn't been to the border. Even leftist media are starting to ask why, and she has no answers.
You have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
Europe? You don't understand the point he's making? Look, she is not handling this well. Look how she reacts to this reporter asking the same question.
I said I was going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked... I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
I like how she laughs and smiles when she gets quite upset. It's not endearing, Nick. Tell that news anchor either when she is going to be going to the border. And watching those performances, it's easy to see why Tulsi Gabbard so effortlessly destroyed her during the Democratic presidential debates and why Kamala dropped out of the race, polling only 3%, Nick, in her home state. She did not do well in those Democratic presidential debates or the race. But here we are. She's vice president. Mm. We've got a president who is quite old, calls lids early.
Here we go.
And wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of years we don't have Vice President Kamala. We have President Kamala Harris.
Look, I'm going to start by agreeing that I do think Kamala Harris stumbled this week during her overseas trip, and as you saw in some of those interviews, she shouldn't have laughed. I suspect she was a bit nervous, caught a bit flat-footed on some of those
laughs, though, when she gets,
questions.
She gets
and
out.
Look, some of her comments while she was travelling abroad, I think the rhetoric possibly missed the mark a little bit, although, you know, she's got Republicans going after her, she's got the progressive Democrats going after her. Possibly suggest she might be landing it just about right. Debatable. But look, the bigger point here, isn't it, Rita, is that, look, it's a big step up from being, you know, a congresswoman or even being Attorney General of California to being the Vice President of the United States. And I think she's probably learning on the job at the moment. But she does have some experience in this policy area. Remember, as Attorney General of California, she's got some familiarity with the legal complexity of border issues with Mexico, and she's a very, very capable woman, and I'm sure she will get better going forward.
There you go. There you go.
How many excuses could he make for her? How many excuses? That's a big jump. It's a big jump going from Attorney General and Senator to Vice President. Bullshit.
Being a vice president is actually easier, but of course she might have more to say than most vice presidents. I don't know. I just want somebody to go down to the border and get those kids. I don't know what the hell you're going to do with all these kids. And you want cages? Go look down there. You see cages, but you don't hear anything on the news about them.
Of course not. But actually, you know, you're starting to see a little bit more. I hate to say it, you are. I mean, like with Lester Holt, when he interviewed her, I was like, wow, you're actually calling her out and not going to the border?
Yeah.
Really?
I was surprised, too. Let me get, I think this is Joe. I think. Joe, is that you?
It is. I've just been eating and listening. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Joe. Good.
I think
hey, guys.
Let me get Adrian on. Adrian, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Adrian.
How you doing?
Hey.
Wonderful.
Good.
You sound down. What's wrong? You feeling good?
Not really.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but the other thing, like I told you before, last Sunday, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of everybody's always complaining about the other side. No one is coming up with solutions or how we can come together and make it better.
Our world that we're living in
is getting so ridiculous. That we can't come together.
Well, Well, I like
we can't find any common ground with each other.
You're right, Adrian.
That's so strange.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Gene, you're biting at the bit. Go ahead.
I'm choosing my words. I'm choosing my words because I'm just choosing my words.
Okay.
Because, you know, things, I mean, our country was in a way better position just even 6 months ago. Just even 6 months ago. And the division has been strictly, in my opinion, the Democratic Party. They're everything they can to divide. Everything they can to divide.
Well, I think it was divided before that, Gene. I really do. But I don't think the Biden administration has done anything to try to get everybody together. It's all even Biden talks about white people, you know, being privileged and all this. You know, that's not going
to
bring the country.
I'd like to know where that privilege is because I have not seen that privilege in my life.
Well, you know, it's what it is. And I'd like to see everybody come together. I don't see it.
You know,
see it happening, and I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what to do about that.
Everybody always looks at their immediate situation. Every individual person, and they think that their situation is horrible. If people would step back, and yes, you know, take inventory of what's going on in your life that is bad. But you could always find somebody that is in a much worse position than you are. But the bottom line is you are responsible for your future. Nobody else, not the government. Obviously, all these government handouts is doing nothing for our country. Nothing. People don't want to work. They just don't want to work anymore. They don't want to take pride in achieving and earning something.
When
just
the
give
government,
it to me. I'm owed it.
When the government's going to pay you $200 or $300 more in your minimum wage person, I can't hardly blame them for not wanting to work.
I agree.
No. I mean, that's
stupid. May I interject a little bit here?
That happened under Trump first, and, you know, it carried on out with Biden. So,
but
yeah.
May I interject a little bit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
No one has a problem when it comes to the corporations and the companies getting big money off of the citizens that are the ones that's actually paying the taxes. You have nothing to say there.
We've been
but
to say
what
that.
I'm listening to,
Gene, wait.
What I'm listening to is this. Well, I don't have no privilege, but it's not about you necessarily. It's about
right.
the whole of the people. That's what we're looking at. We're not looking at you as an individual, you as an individual. No, the corporations are raping us, the citizens. And they're playing us so tight that we believe that, oh, it's the Democrats. Oh, it's the Republicans. They're playing us just that tight.
I think it's a school.
And you don't see it.
No, but what I'm accusing
of
having white privilege. When I'm accused of having white privilege, I'd like to know where my white privilege got or where it came from because I've never seen
I know,
anything.
But listen,
and that's what
listen,
I'm talking about there.
Hold on. If you listen to what Adrian said, it doesn't necessarily mean us.
Don, you didn't let me finish. But I agree with her 100% because the corporations, the more they're taxed, the more they're going to raise their prices, and the more they're going to charge the average Joe Blow citizen. They're not going to lose money because they're taxed more. They're just going to raise everything at cost. And
but they're the ones that are running the country.
That's right.
They're the ones that's running the country.
You know, Wall Street.
We're fighting with each other.
And Wall Street buying all these houses up in tracts, all of them,
yes.
So they want to turn everybody into a renter.
Yes.
That's true, Wall Street.
We've been talking about this since the Citizen United, when the court said that corporations are people. They can go ahead and put in whatever they want and
into whatever political party they want,
yes.
and they can make whatever political statements they want. And
mm-hmm.
that was back then we found out that GE was paying absolutely no taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no taxes at all. Right.
And everybody got outraged and then gone. They forgot about it.
That's
but we're still facing
the
exact
same thing. That's what they say about the American people. You give them 6 months, no matter what it is, no matter how bad it is, they'll just let it go and forget about it. And that's
it's
really
like we're goldfish.
I don't know what the hell that means, guppy.
Well, we're swimming around a bowl and, you know, oh, look, there's a castle. And then just keep swimming around the bowl. Oh, look, there's a castle. Just forget it.
Yeah, I got you now. I understand. Joe's being awful quiet. That scares me.
Oh, how I love that laugh.
I always thought he had gas when he did that laugh. I still think he did.
It doesn't matter.
I think Adrian's right.
Well, when I get back, I'm going to show all of you are wrong. So you can wait for
that. Okay.
Where are you going?
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
Where are you going? You said
I'm
when you get back.
I don't want to talk with a full mouth.
Oh, you're eating? Okay, go ahead. He's on. Go somewhere mysteriously in the Midwest or the West. We don't know exactly. But we do have Alabama
and
Michigan here tonight.
And I agree with Adrian. We are allowing them to keep us divided.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one thing that really angers me probably to no end is it's like, why do we have to look at skin color at all? Period. I guess maybe it was just the way I was raised and in the community in which I grew up in, very diversified community. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can't help but look at somebody and notice their skin color. Sorry. But I'm just saying, why does skin color even have to be an issue as far as anything? Why can't I just say I'm a woman that's achieved instead of I'm a white woman or I'm a black woman that has achieved something? Why can't I just be an American woman? Not a Chinese American or a Mexican American. No, that may be your heritage, and I'm not saying discount your heritage. I think we all should know what our heritage is and embrace our heritage because our heritage is what got us to where we are today. But the bottom line is we're all Americans, period.
I agree with you wholeheartedly what you're saying. But you have different fascists, or I don't want to say fascists, but you have different entities that come in, and they're the ones that's forcing all of this.
I agree.
Okay. I look at things like all of these women jumping up all of a sudden. I've been sexually harassed. I'm harassed. I'm so sick of that shit. I don't know what to do.
There you go.
Okay. Because some of it is true and some of it is not.
That's right.
And then why were you afraid to speak up in the beginning? Matter of fact, why didn't you just tell the guy, I don't play that? Why didn't you do that? A lot of this stuff is going on, like I said, it's put in here just to make us stay divided all the time. It's serious.
Yes. I was sexually assaulted as a child.
Okay.
I was preteen. Okay.
Okay.
And I was ashamed, and I didn't tell anybody until Scott was the very first time I ever told.
Okay.
My husband.
Right.
And that was years later, because after being, and I was physically abused as well. So it's like, you feel like it's your fault. You're ashamed. There's something wrong with you. And that's part of the reason people don't speak up.
That's one type of person, Gene, because let me tell you, all of those things I have suffered myself. okay? I don't talk about them. I've started telling my children so that they would understand. But I've suffered all of this stuff myself. That's why I'm speaking from my own experience. That's the only one I can speak from. It didn't psychologically keep me from going forward. Things that I was able to do for myself. But I'm not going to try to come at you 20 years later and bring charges against you.
I know.
I agree.
See, that's where I have a problem.
I agree with that. What I was going to say is, a lot of people decide to hide in the corner and whine and cry about it instead of going like what you just said and what I have done. I'm not going to let that define who I am and want to be in life.
Let me stop everybody right here. That director, whatever he was, that went to prison for something he's done in the last 10, 20, 30 years. Don't tell me those women, and I'm going to put Cosby in there too. Don't tell me those women didn't go up to their rooms with the notion that's going to happen, and I'll get a good part in a movie, or I'll get a good part on a TV series, or I can get in the commercials. This is my ticket. And I won't believe that for a damn second. And all of a sudden, actress 30 years later, oh my God, he made me watch 30 years ago.
I took this pill. He drugged me.
Yeah.
In this case of these guys at U of M, they're talking about a dead-ass doctor. He dead. So is Bo, because they're going to have to bring Bo's ass in there on that case. Okay, because he knew about it. Okay, now his son and slapped his lips, and it's like something you talking about happened 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
If they were drugged, obviously they did not go within any kind of forethought that might happen.
Well, let me get
these dangerous drugs. That's one thing. What you were saying, the casting couch. You have an idea. As an adult, you have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Children are something different. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
Exactly.
I got a Skype number. You're on, critic. You're on. Welcome on hot conversation. Go ahead, girls.
And when it's happening to children and they're coming out, in 10, 15 years later, that's totally different.
If you're a kid.
But when they were an adult, and coming out 10, 15 years later, I have a problem with that as well.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a child. No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, what is the conversation about?
sexual assault.
You must be the lucky one here.
So, but and even as a child, being assaulted in that way, I had to make a choice. Do I want it to define me in a bad way and have a poor me attitude? Or do I want to be a better person? And do I want to achieve? And I think when you get the mindset that the best revenge is to have a great life, it's your life, your choice. You have a choice as to what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Kudos, Adrian, for coming, and pushing through it, because it's not easy, but you have to make a choice.
And I say the same to you, too, because, like I say, we grew up in a time that was different than now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there was a lot of harassment. There were no laws, actually, to cover a lot of the harassment.
No, there wasn't.
The laws come up, they came through in early 90s, late 80s or early 90s. is when the law.
Wasn't it after Dolly Parton and them did 9 to 5 when it was really exposed and they started coming up with those laws? That movie 9 to 5 when they were showing about the sexual harassment from her boss?
I've never seen it.
I can't really, you know, tell you if that, you know, it came about then. What I can tell you is that I was in the Navy, and we were having GMT. And when we had GMT, they give us the laws when the laws come out. And that's why I said it was very late 80s or very early 90s when that law came out, because I had to have a copy of that law, and I had to understand that law. And it came into the workplace shortly after is when you start hearing about it in the workplaces. Now, where in my facility, to me, they really didn't understand the law the way the law was really written. But it didn't matter for me because, like I said, I've always been able to take care of myself. I had a very strong mother that taught us that we deserve respect. We didn't have to take no sugar honey iced tea off of no man and no woman either. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your rights. So, you know, as far as harassment, I didn't even deal with bullies, you know. I was fortunate because, like I said, you know, I had a very strong woman that was rearing me, and then my father also backed her up. So it gave us we had strong self-esteem. And a lot of, you find that a lot of females don't, you know.
I agree.
And so they fall into the cracks or the traps or whatever you want to call them.
It's not hard to do. You're fortunate to have a very strong role model mother. My mother was the one that physically abused me.
Okay.
So I didn't have that strong, you know, when I was growing up, a strong self-esteem. I had to develop that.
Okay.
On my own. I had to choose to develop that because I didn't have that in my life.
Okay.
But I didn't choose, I chose not to let that define me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
hey, girls,
and that's hard to do.
We're going to have to move on, and I got this tape to play. I want you guys to listen to this. Finally, the parents are starting to stand up for their kids.
So a friend emailed me over the weekend a link to a video saying, you've got to watch this. And I did, and I am so glad I did. I've been waiting for somebody like this, for a moment like this. The video was of Tatiana Ibrahim. Now, she is the mother of a young girl who goes to public school in Putnam County, New York, north of New York City. Tatiana goes before her local school board, and she strikes back. She strikes back at the insanity of critical race theory. She strikes back at the insanity that some schools are teaching hatred of police officers. She strikes back at the insanity of cancel culture. Now, ordinarily, we would take a video like this and splice it up into a couple of sound bites. I can't do that right now. You've got to watch it in its entirety. If I could show you Paul Revere's speech, I would not cut it up. So it's about 10 minutes long. I think it's worth every second.
It is. It's
great. I think you're going to like it. I think you might be inspired by it. Tatiana Ibrahim before her local school board in Putnam County, New York.
Good evening. My name is Tatiana Ibrahim, and I'm here for the first time. I'm here tonight not only as a community member, but as a parent in this district. Recently, you sent out a survey wanting to know why parents were not voting yes for this budget.
So my situation, my vote for no is a little different. I think the Board of Education and those sitting on the panels are thieves. I think they're liars and have committed treason against our children.
Ooh.
My message to this district and the members of the Board of Ed, stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic. You have no idea each child's life. You don't know what their family lifestyle consists of. You don't know the makeup of their life. You have children like mine who is Muslim, and I'm Christian, and everyone would think they would never believe that of her, right? Because the way she looks, or according to Miss Cyrus, she's too pasty white.
We're not allowed to use names. If you have something you'd like to discuss about a specific person, you can call the superintendent or leave your info for her to call you tomorrow.
Why are we not allowed to discuss names? Why am I not allowed, when they purposely themselves expose themselves on social media, talking about calling for the death of a former president, or saying that any child that doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter should be canceled out? Is this what my tax dollars is paying for? You're teaching my children and other children that if they believe in God Almighty, they're part of a cult. These educators put their own names out there. We have Mr. Barry, who took it upon himself with Ms. Cyrus to create a curriculum.
That should be it.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. You created a curriculum of Black Panther indoctrination.
Ma'am?
You used taxpayers' dollars.
Can I ask you one more time? I have no issue hearing what you have to say, but...
Why can we not let the public speak? Why can't we let the public know that you're teaching our children to go out and murder our police officers? Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you, the proof? That a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you, to call out the names of these people? You work for me. I don't work for you. You have a duty. We are entrusting our children to you. We teach our children morals, values, when they grow up to commit crimes and end up in prison and kill a police officer. It's our fault? No, it's your fault. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am. And as long as I'm standing here on this good ground earth of God, I will fight.
Well,
and I'm not. This is not the last me you will see. I'm retired. I have nothing else better to do. We can do it peacefully, or we can take it to the highest court, because you know and I know I'm not the only parent fighting is all across America right now. Schools are trying to poison our children's minds, teaching them about things that have no right to be taught in school.
Amen.
So
normally, I'm just going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to just give you just a feedback for a moment. I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering. This is peaceful.
I do not accuse you of that, but I don't have a problem having a conversation with you, a peaceful conversation, which is this is not.
$6.95 per child in the middle school to buy a curriculum from readtome.org that wasn't even approved by the Board of Ed. The administrators took it upon themselves to buy these books with taxpayer dollars while COVID is going on. How many families are struggling to pay their mortgages? Listen, by all means, you want to teach kids these things, fine. Don't do it on my dollar. Don't infringe on my religious beliefs. Don't infringe. Do you know who makes up the majority of this district? Children from police officers' families. Blue. Back the blue children. Do you know what these children feel like when they come home? Have you spoken to them? No. You're silencing them. This whole cancel culture, you're silencing the children. Where are their rights? They have no rights. Because if they don't believe in the indoctrination, the demonic, twisted, sneaky, vile acts and education, if you call it that, that you're teaching our children. They don't agree with that. They're either homophobic, they're part of a cult, they're racist. What's racist? Who defines racist? Why? Because I'm, do you know what race I am? Do you? You don't. You don't even have an idea. I could be black. I could be white. I could be Asian. You don't know. Who are you to determine that? Who is anyone to determine that? You know what? Children in the school system, children like other children, they don't look at color. Black and white children, Hispanic children, you know why they get along? Because they don't look at each other's color. So you're the racist. Not them. Not us. You're judging and dividing. You're causing segregation. Everything that we fought for, everything that I fought for years. So you have the right to stand here and tell me I'm not allowed to mention a name when the person, the Mr. Barry and Miss Cyrus themselves, you have ELA teachers giving out assignments on police murder. Police are bad. You want the proof? Because we have it. So, what policy do you have that teachers are not allowed to go on social media and indoctrinate? They took an oath, a responsibility, and they're going against everything that they stand for.
I understand.
End it? I have to end it? So why? Why? You're on my dollar. Why?
Well, actually, why? I work for nothing doing this.
Oh, you work for nothing. Oh,
I do. This is a volunteer position, number
okay.
one.
It's still my taxes paying for everything.
I hear
this podium is every taxpayer's dollar here. We have rights. We have rights.
And you're making general assumptions?
No, I'm not making assumptions. I'm not. I know what I'm speaking about. Steve, I don't agree with you, so it's an assumption.
Well, I'm not going to engage in a back and forth with you about this. So if you would like to make an appointment, I would be happy to sit with the superintendent.
I don't want to. The superintendent, the assistant superintendent already sent an email and stated that they had no idea that these books were being put on in the student's hands. The superintendent already stated that they had no idea that the funds of taxpayers were supporting this. Black Panthers, do you know Black Panthers is a domestic terrorist group? Do you know that it was condemned as a terrorist group? Do you know they kill cops? I have a problem when you're trying to kill a police officer. I have a big problem with that. I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse to protest Black Lives Matter. When you have people sitting with signs that says all cops are bastards. Really? All cops are bastards? No, I think you people are, because the way you're acting and the way you're treating our children and our police officers and making them believe that it's okay to abuse them, I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let you do that. I will become your worst nightmare, because I'm going to stand here and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And if not, I can actually go out, get signatures. What happens if we stop paying school taxes? You're going to arrest all the community, the majority of the community? No, I don't think so. This won't be the last of me. I want everyone to know what's going on, because you're hiding it. You're hiding it. You know who does that? Communists do that. That's what you're doing, recruiting children. Children. You're recruiting children to hate our police officers. How dare you? You have a librarian in the high school passing out Black Lives Matter pins. When a student asks for a blue life, why would I have that? Why would she have that? What did you do for police week? Why don't you tell me, sir? What is it you want to tell me?
You've had your 2 minutes.
I don't need 2 minutes. I can go as long as I like.
No, that's not the board.
No? Oh. Where does it say that I can't? Is there a law against that?
We do have a policy.
A board policy. Who makes these board policies?
The board.
The board. And who pays the board?
Nobody.
Nobody? The chair you're sitting on, we pay for it. The lights that are on, we pay for it. We pay for everything. You want to silence me because I spoke the truth. I spoke the truth. Everyone out there heard me. Whether they agree or they don't, they're going to start looking into me. And now you're exposed. That's all. It's going to end. This indoctrination and hatred towards our police officers, this systematic racism and cancel culture, it's going to end. You came to the wrong school district to do this, okay? You need to respect every child. so therefore no politics should be discussed in school. Rather it be conservatism, democratic, liberalism. You gave a survey after the elections. Why? Why did you ask students who they voted for? What did it matter? No answer, huh? You have no answers for me. I didn't expect an answer. That's okay, though. We'll get them some way or another. Same way you can't show us where all our money goes, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Thank you.
All right.
I loved her. I watched that like four times. I loved it.
Yeah. She was awesome.
You goddamn right, and I'm going to stand next to her.
There you go. Welcome to the show, Pianki.
I didn't get it. Send it to me, Gene.
Ah, there's Missy.
The same divide and conquer step.
Well, wait
a
minute. Is she Missy, Melissa, or Gangsta Missy tonight?
Hold on.
I'm just
Craig,
Melissa.
Go ahead. Critical.
No, the same divide and conquer step that they did back in the 60s.
Actually, in the mid-50s. You're right, Critic. And Missy, see there, you ain't the only kick-ass voice in this country. Female.
Right.
If she married, Judge Jean might have to take a back seat to her.
I don't know. You do something wrong, she might kick your ass. I got to play this one because I request of this a long
time. Duval County, Florida.
Hold on. What's your name? We want to give her credit.
Here's Keisha King speaking out against critical race theory in Duval County, Florida.
Just coming off of May 31st, marking the 100 years of the Tulsa riots, it is sad that we are even contemplating something like critical race theory, where children will be separated by their skin color and deemed permanently oppressors or oppressed in 2021. That is not teaching the truth, unless you believe that whites are better than blacks. CRT is not racial sensitivity or simply teaching unfavorable American history or teaching Jim Crow history. CRT is deeper and more dangerous than that. CRT and its outworking today is a teaching that there is a hierarchy in society where white, male, heterosexual, able-bodied people are deemed the oppressor, and anyone else outside of that status is oppressed. That's why we see corporations like Coca-Cola asking their employees to be less white, which is ridiculous. I don't know about you, but telling my child or any child that they are in a permanent oppressed status in America because they are black is racist, and saying that white people are automatically above me, my children, or any child is racist as
Amen.
Well. Our ancestors, white, black, and others, hung, bled, and died right alongside each other to push America towards that more perfect union. If this continues, we will look back and be responsible for the dismantling of the greatest country in the world by reverting to teaching hate and that race is a determining factor on where your destiny lies. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Wow. You know, when people speak from the heart, they're better than a lot of U.S. senators or presidents. With some great orders, professional politicians, but these women and men, they are so powerful. I mean, it's just wonderful to watch.
It's terrific to be able to watch because they're actually sharing, please don't put my child down. Please don't put my child in a box. Please don't say that this group is this group is this, simply because of their skin color. We used to in America talk openly about, let's try to get past looking at skin color and make sure that everyone is treated with equal opportunity. Critical race theory pulls it up and says, everything's oppressive, everything's systemic racism, everything's wrong. And we identify people solely based on their skin color.
Okay. We're not going to go all the way through that
one. I sent you some things, Donnie.
Oh, I know.
Lately, one article, the headline, I wanted you to read that.
Oh, yeah.
And forward me that first lady speech, if you don't mind. Because I'm going to start some shit around here with that. Excuse the language.
Oh, that's all right.
Hey, Critic.
I was in your part of the woods yesterday.
Hold on, hold on. And
when you're
just,
saying about I need to
hold on,
backseat.
Hold on, Gene. Hold on. Let me just tell everybody who's here. Gene's here. Kathy and Daniel, Joe, Adrian, and Skype number. And we have Critic, we have Pianki, and we have Melissa, and a whole bunch of other, and Cinnamon, and a whole bunch of others underneath that. So if you'd like to join the show, push one on your keypad, and I'll get you right on. Okay, go ahead, Gene.
I was just, when Pianki says that I might have to take a back seat, it's like, I have learned to choose my battles. And if my children were in school right now, I would be up there at that school board if they were trying to implement that. Oh, absolutely. But I've learned to choose which battles are worth getting your blood pressure up for, because otherwise I'd be getting my blood pressure up every day, all day.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering where the common sense was lost. There is a problem in policing. It's been shown before, but you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You work and fix it. You don't go to total opposites. There is problem with racism, but again, you don't go to the total opposite extreme. You just start working on the problems that present themselves. I don't see why we can't come together and go, okay, this part, you know, get rid of the bad apples.
I think
do
we've
a policing
been,
change.
I think we've been doing pretty damn good on race and everything else. It's only about 1-2% of cops that are bad. And I work with that many bad people at the truck plant. It doesn't matter where you work. You're going to work with some people that are be in jail, for God's sake.
But the problem is, when there's that one bad apple, they paint the whole basket as bad.
Well, you can't legislate people's feelings. You can't legislate people's feelings.
I agree. What
I found that article I emailed you.
It's just like you were saying, oh, gosh, a year ago or some, you know, stand up and call them out. You're being racist. Call them out when they are being racist. Or when they're being discriminatory. Or when they're being oppressive. Or, you know, on an individual day-to-day basis, call somebody out on what they're doing. Hold each person accountable.
Okay. Judge halts billions in debt relief for farmers of color as conservative group for white farmers sue.
Now, wait a minute. You read that article. Wait a minute. You hear that article? What did it say again, Donnie?
Judge halts billions in debt relief for farmers of color as conservative group for white farmers sue.
Now, how do you know it wasn't any black farmers in there? You see how they use the word white?
Yeah.
Always putting it in a demonic state position.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, okay, here's the difference. What was it, about 6 weeks ago or so, when that little boy was kidnapped right out of his, you know, and then left dead in the middle of the street? Didn't hear anything about that on Main Street media, did you? Do you know why? Because it was a black man that did it to a white boy. Didn't hear anything on mainstream media about it. I waited. But as soon as something on the flip where it's a white person doing it, like you're saying, yeah, and that's where they're causing the division. Bottom line is it should have been man kidnaps and kills boy and leaves him in the street. Officer shoots a man, or a man shoots an officer, or a man shoots a man. It shouldn't be a black man shoots a white man or a white man shoots a black man. And that's what's keeping this bull ticky stuff going. All of it should be reported, and it should be reported, like you said, without the white, black, Chinese, Mexican. It shouldn't be.
Well, they ain't going to report a black man shoot a white police officer. You one place you find that is in the dumpster in the backyard.
Well, they didn't report this black man killing a little, I think he was 5 or 6 years old. And left him in the middle of the street. He kidnapped him, killed him, brought him back, and put him in the middle of the street.
Wow.
And left
you
him
know,
there
we don't have real journalism going on, right? You all do understand that we don't have real journalism going on our, even our local networks. It's more about entertainment.
Hello, Adrian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. But we don't have what we used to have previously anymore. They don't do real journalism. And this thing about color and whatever, they've been doing that forever. You know, there was a time, if you could tell the truth about it, that they wouldn't tell you the skin color if it was someone that was Caucasian on the news. They would tell you if it was black, but they wouldn't tell you if it was Caucasian.
Yeah, I remember that,
Adrian.
I remember that.
And I remember that well.
Yeah, in Detroit.
And they still do it. Every now and then, they still do it.
I remember the story about that, and they stopped doing that.
Yes.
Back in the late 60s. I remember that, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's, like I say, they have our world, our communities, so screwed up. Subliminal messaging all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to keep us at each other. We have a group of elites that think that they're so much better than the rest of us that they control everything.
I agree.
That's true.
Hey, John.
Yes, well.
Hey, how long do I have to call back in?
let's see, 11. You got to call before 11.
Okay, I have to call my mother back.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Hi, Mom. Tell Mom hi.
I will.
Yeah, tell your mother
you.
I said hello.
Tell
okay,
her to
I will she be raised, right back.
Tell your mother I said she raised you right.
She raised me right.
That's right.
All right, y'all. I will be right back.
Okay, well, all right. All right.
Some of the problems
can I say something, Donnie?
Oh, absolutely.
Don't teach their children.
Can I say something, Donnie?
Adrian still
ahead.
Well,
hey,
Adrian.
What, hold on,
you
guys.
Know, what's up with that?
Go ahead, Bianchi.
When we
hello, Big Kathy. How you doing?
I am doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
Every time I look up at the night sky, I think about you.
Well, you better, because it's coming.
Okay.
Coming.
It's coming. Yes, sir. Yeah. I got this from Dr. Steve Turley.
Hey, it's Danielle here at Four Patriots.
Hi, Danielle.
There's some really great news.
Hold on, guys.
Our all-time...
CRT is not an honest dialogue. It is a tactic that was used by Hitler and the Ku Klux Klan on slavery very many years ago to dumb down my ancestors so we could not think for ourselves. CRT is racist. It is abusive. It discriminates against one's color. Let me educate you. An honest dialogue does not oppress. An honest dialogue does not commit hatred or injustice. It's to communicate with the community without deceiving people. Today, we don't need your agreement. We want action in the backbone for what we ask for today, to ban CRT. We don't want your political advertisement to divide our children or belittle them. Think twice before you indoctrinate such racist theory. You cannot tell me what is or is not racist. Look at me. I had to come down here today to tell you to your face that we are coming together and we are strong. This will not be the last. Greet and meet respectfully.
Wow, that was absolutely amazing. And that's just the beginning. Wait till you see what we've got in store for you. Parents are exploding across the nation against school boards promoting CRT or critical race theory. We're going to see for ourselves the rising up of what we're calling patriot parents across the country who love their children and their nation too much to give them up to the pernicious and racist forces of cultural Marxism. Prepare to be inspired, gang. You're going to absolutely love it. Greetings, everyone. In Loudoun County, Virginia, it's absolutely astonishing. Parents and teachers are rising up against CRT, or critical race theory, and boy, are they making some noise in the world. The entire nation is taking actually, it's making international news. UK media, Australian media are covering it. These parents, these patriots, are making international headlines. They're rising up. They're fighting back against so-called educators and school board officials who are attempting to shove critical race theory, or CRT, down the throats of K-12
children. Now, keep in mind, this is one of Virginia's wealthiest suburbs, okay? This is the neighborhood of gentry liberals. Even they have had it with CRT. Listen to this amazing teacher from neighboring Fairfax County. You'll be on your feet, standing out. Check it out.
Fairfax County Public School teacher, and I'm going to give a message of encouragement to parents and teachers and students who are too afraid to come and speak forward. Parents, the longer that you wait and you don't hold your child's schools accountable, gives these guys more time to dictate what's best for your child's physical, mental, and emotional health. Don't be afraid to speak out for your kids because they are voiceless and they rely on you. You should be afraid of them rooting for socialism by the time they get to middle school. Teachers, it may seem that our careers have come to a dead end, but I'm here to remind you, we don't work for the school board. We work to mold the next generation of well-rounded American patriots. So don't give up because it is up to us. Students, you are on the front lines of these indoctrination camps. Challenge the staff when you are presented with a ludicrous statement and do not allow anybody to tell you that you cannot accomplish anything because of your skin color or to hate yourself because of your skin color. Students, it is up to you to be the next generation of victims or victors. And finally, to the board, this isn't over, and your policies are just as...
Well, they shut her, they shut her microphone off.
They cut her mic off just at the time that
they
she
cut
was
her mic.
On the board.
Freaking cut off her mic. No matter. Too little, too late. That was sheer brilliance. Brilliance, I say. That
you know I'm going to tell you something.
Go
ahead, Bianchi.
I think it's a blessing I'm in my older age. Because if I was in that school board meeting and they done that to her, I would be up there kicking some ass. I would probably go to jail.
You don't,
that's
Bianchi.
Why I come, there needs to be laws where you can recall these damn school board members and get their butts out.
You're right.
Kind of
about
going back to what when Adrian was talking about the corporations and the all them being the ones dividing us. The real sad part about it is so many people have bought into it and allowed it to happen instead of thinking for themselves, going, "No, I don't think so. I'm not buying into that."
Well, I'm going to finish this tape now.
Her name, right? Because that's a name we should all honor and revere from now on. God bless you, Lilith. Hear, hear. But gang, what's going on in Loudoun County is just par for the course in a massive parental uprising that's sweeping across the nation. Parents, teachers, educators, they're all rising up against what is nothing less than a horrifically and perniciously racist curriculum. It's teaching children to hate their nation, to hate their culture, and to hate their inheritance as Americans. We did a video last week on the school board election in Southlake, Texas. You will definitely want to check that video out. Texas school board election, Texas school board election scored an amazing victory to stop critical race theory from being forced into Texas classrooms. The elections in Southlake involved the mayor, they involved the city council, they involved the school board. Every single candidate supporting campaign on critical race theory lost with 70% of the vote. It was an absolute slaughter of the ballot box. You're going to absolutely love that video. Let's go to Arizona. And Arizona school board members across the state are about to get voted out, from Scottsdale to Peoria to Tucson. School boards that have been pushing the CRT nonsense down the throats of K-12 students are seeing a massive parental backlash like they never imagined in their worst nightmares. Here's a sample of what's going on in Arizona. Take a look.
Before the governing school board today is a vote for a new curriculum that appears well-intentioned, appealing, even empathetic, but in actuality further divides it. When you peel back the layers of dishonesty, you will see that it promotes taking from one group in order to compensate a second group, to correct injustices caused by a third group, who mistreated a fourth group by an earlier point in history. It's absurd. Not only does it not promote justice, it does the opposite. It promotes racism. And you cannot cure racism with more racism.
Stop diluting student education with political correct, feel-good propaganda.
I didn't come prepared with statistics or anything. I'm just basically coming from a parent and my own personal experience as a parent. I have I'm the mother of a high school senior and an eighth grade son. And my fear is this type of curriculum will actually breed more racism and more divide in our country rather than unity. I fear that this is actually taking a step backwards.
God bless those parents. Again.
Okay. That's enough. That's Dr. Steve Turley. He just resigned from teaching. He was a professor, and he resigned and devoted his time to this subject right now. So kudos to him. Yeah. Hello. Everybody wanted to talk a minute ago.
We were on mute. I was on mute.
You're hurting my feelings. Gene, you've never been on mute in your damn life. Don't give me that crap.
Oh, bullshit. I had my phone on mute.
Okay.
I was not on mute. I was getting ready to actually say something.
Get on it, critic.
What I was about ready to say is that you can't teach this stuff. You can't trust this stuff. Critical race theory stuff, because who's it being produced and written by? You know, it's, you know, being mainly written by these so-called, you know, these so-called white liberals who are putting this stuff out. So they're putting their spin on it anyway. So, you know, you don't know how inclusive it is, everything, and you don't know what, and you don't know what they're saying is accurate.
Right. Yeah.
You know, now, like I said, when I was growing up in school, it wasn't necessarily a lot written a book about black people, but I went outside to learn about that. You know, I didn't trust, you know, I had to self-educate myself. I didn't trust that it was going to come from any school or anything like that. So, you know, I think people have to learn to self-educate themselves.
Right.
We learn Black history in our homes, okay? You know, our parents taught us our history, our culture, because when I was in school back in the 60s, they really weren't teaching enough about our particular race. You know, the only thing that you learned about was, you know, there was slavery. And they really didn't even go in depth into how that really came about.
Right.
But they did teach a lot of lies. And I always go back to Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus couldn't discover something that people already lived on. That's just impossible. So, you know, but when you start talking about critical thinking, that's a part of critical thinking. Now, where they should teach critical thinking, maybe not in the lower grades, maybe you introduce some things, but you can't write history out. And this seems to be where the problem is really coming about. They want to write history the way they want to write it to make it look like it was all good. It wasn't. We have good history and we have bad history and we have worse history. Write the truth. Tell the truth.
That's
and
right.
And then we can come together that way. We can't come together on lies. Now, you know, the one thing that they said about the Black Panthers being a terrorist group, but yet and still the Ku Klux Klan still isn't? Come on now.
Yeah.
Who said the Ku Klux Klan?
That doesn't
Klan
even
was
sound right.
Well, that was the State Department. That was the Justice Department that labeled them that.
Yes.
But you know, in today's schools, we have a school in St. Louis on Union Avenue. It's called Soldan. Soldan
okay.
High School, very famous school. Now it's Soldan International Studies. It has
okay.
students in there from all over the place. And here's
mm-hmm.
two main groups, Bosnians and Serbians.
Okay.
Well, Bosnia and Serbia was in a fierce civil war to the point
yes, they were.
Where they had to bring Serbian refugees to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Louis took in 80,000 Bosnians. All right. The leader of the Serbia was Milukovic. He was brought up on genocide charges because it was, what they'd done to the Bosnians was considered a genocide. Now, how do you teach that in the classroom of kids of those two groups? You can't, because they start warring against each other. I'm going to tell you what. A Bosnian child student got into an argument with a black kid in one classroom. They was really arguing. One other Bosnian child went down the hallway to every classroom and said something in their language. And next thing you know, you had 30 or 40 Bosnian students show up at that classroom ready to go to war. I don't know what he said, but it got some results. But you supposed to teach the good things about the United States and also gloss over the things that's deplorable. It's just, and we still, Adrian, not being taught the truth. You taught that June the 19th, 1865, was the freeing of slaves. Well, that's not true. Because June the 14th, 1866, is when the Creek freed their slaves. The Choctaw slaved theirs April 28th, 1866. Chickasaw, 18 to 28. The Seminole, March the 14th. No, March the 21st, I think. And the Cherokee was July the 19th, 1866. Nobody has taught that. And why come is it? Simple. Because those five civilized tribes were separate nations. They were listed in the Constitution as sovereign. Abraham Lincoln had no authority over them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And when they did free, when the Choctaw and when the Chickasaw, the Mississippi Chickasaw, did come to an agreement to free their slaves, guess what? The U.S. government had to pay them to free them. Nobody. Did you know that, Donnie? Did you know that, Joe?
No,
I didn't know it. No, not at all.
But, you know, Bianchi, I'm going to disagree with you. I think Adrian Kenny has a point. Teach the truth. You know, when we were taught about slavery in school, and now I went to school probably about 10 years later than you did, Adrian. When I was taught about slavery, it was all white people had slaves. And that's not the truth. There were blacks that had slaves. There were blacks who were selling blacks, you know, in Africa, blacks selling black slaves. I didn't learn that until, you know, I was an adult. But we got to teach all the truth, not just the good parts. I'm sorry. We need
well, I agree
to,
with
we
you.
Need to teach, we have to teach it all because obviously
yeah.
we're not learning from it. Because if we were learning from it, we sure as hell wouldn't be where we are today.
Right. And I wanted to say, Bianchi, my grandfather mm-hmm. gave each one of his children a coin that had the year 1866 on it.
No, I hope awesome. You didn't spend it.
Okay, so you know what that means.
I hope you didn't spend it. I tell you something
like
else
I
that's
said,
mistold, too.
They,
this story about Black Wall Street.
Yes.
You know what? Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, was a Creek Nation land.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma Territory came afterwards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tulsa was the land of the McCovey Creek. That was their land. Now, here's the point. How did blacks get a hold of this land? Well, simple. A portion of the blacks that was involved in that event were Creek. They weren't black Native Americans. But they don't tell the story like it is.
They leave parts out.
The land, the area was rich in oil and agriculture. They provided agriculture products for the soldiers that were serving in World War I and also oil, too. To the north of the Creek territory is the Osage Indians. To the east is the Cherokee in what's called Wagner County. What you call Tulsa County wasn't Tulsa County in the beginning because Tulsa, Oklahoma, didn't come to become a state until, I believe, 1907.
Yeah.
This ride went on in 1921. So how did all this development go on for people that's coming out of slavery? Well, it's not entirely the true story because you had blacks come out of Chicago who was artisans and knew how to build high-rise buildings. You had Creeks that knew how to build high-rise buildings. People don't tell these stories, right, and they want to denigrate the white man all the time. I feel sorry for you white folks sometimes. Daniel, I take my hat off to you.
Send your money, a check or money order to my address, Bianchi.
Oh, so you're looking for reparations?
Reparations.
No, wait a second. I'm the one that hasn't been paid since February. Send a cash to my home, Gary Jones.
There you go. You will as soon as he gets out of prison.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So Bianchi City says it's BLM leaders in their own words, and it's from Prager Universe.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right, and I could be speaking figuratively.
Okay.
I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
And somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that person has clothes. That's reparation. That is reparation.
Bullshit.
Anything they want to take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
I owe you nothing.
If you kill one of us, it's time for us to kill one of
them. No, not being about the one who came next to us. You got to go get that another. I don't buy that. There's more time it is. I want you to be after me. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution. It's time for revolution.
I'm not supporting any of the police grade. I'm at the point where I want to burn White House fans. I want to take it to the senator. I want to take it to the Congress. I want to take the fight to them. And at the end of the day, if they ain't going to hear us, we selling them fans. I'm one that talk real shit. I talk it in New York, and I talk it in D.C. The same way police up in New York, I'm cops up here in D.C. The same way I bust police in the head in New York, I bust police in the head in D.C. Now, it's a lot of people, and I'm going to be honest, it's a lot of people that's on this front line. And one of the things that I always say, don't get on this front line if you ain't going to fight. Don't get on this front line if you ain't going to take no hit. Don't get on this front line when the police push up, you push back. If we won't be on this front line and the racist and nasty police is pushing up, you push the up.
Tell me that it's evolution. Well, no.
I just have perfect timing. You know that? I really do.
You know, to me, a lot of that sounded like nothing to talk. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Gene. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. Get it out, Gene. Just go ahead and get it out.
A lot of it sounded like thugs. It's like, why? It's a reparations thing. I never owned a slave. None of my family ever owned a slave. Really? Really?
Wow.
It makes no sense to me. Nobody nothing.
It should have been, you take the clothes. Everybody went into Target. It didn't matter what color you were. They should have took clothes if they needed clothes. But they needed stereos and TVs. Come on.
You know, another part of history.
Go ahead, Gene.
The one lady the one lady said, that's our reparations. Go in and steal from Macy's because that's our reparations. Really?
I know.
Really? Why are you owed reparations? Please explain.
You
know,
my people. Go ahead, Bianchi.
600,000, some historians report, white males and boys lost their lives for the Union cause.
Yep.
And when those males was taken out of the family picture, they left a woman, a wife, a mother, the fan by herself with children. Where is the reparations for her? And you know, as quietly as it's kept, did y'all know that Russia assisted the Union forces in the Civil War? It might have went the other way.
I did not know that.
You had Indian tribes, the Creek, fought with the CSA, the Confederate States of America. Why was the Creek fighting with the Confederate States? Because they had a vested interest in slaves. Many of those Native Americans, Indian is a legal term that the government gives because it means that you are a member of a recognized tribe. They fought with the Confederacy. Mexicans fought with the Confederacy. Jewish fought with the Confederacy. Blacks fought with the Confederacy. They had a vested interest. Some of your most notorious slave catchers were Creek Indians. And you had black slave catchers. They don't tell you those things because they want to create this. They want to create this narrative that have this dissent against white folks.
How many white families put their lives on the line for the Underground Railroad?
They ain't gonna tell you that.
Yeah, they
want us divided.
They're also not going to tell you too that the Native Americans over here were very tribal. We fought amongst each other, and they had a lot of, they had slaves themselves, a lot of black slaves themselves, because there's a lot of blacks that have a lot of Native Americans in them, in their blood, in their history.
I was arguing with a lady.
It goes back to telling all the history, teaching all of the history.
You know, it's a good thing they got telephones because I was sitting in some of these rooms, I'd be in a fist fight. One woman said that the settlers came here and they treated the Indians bad. Well, hell, you had Indians that allied with the settlers in order to get what they need, weapons, so they could fight off other Indian tribes. And they say all slaves was treated bad. That's not true. Because before the English had a hand in slavery, the Spanish had a hand in slavery. And actually, the Spanish was pretty damn good.
But
if you go into Florida, about 2 miles north of St. Augustine, Florida today, there was a community called Fort Moses that was built by slaves that escaped the Carolinas and came down to Florida the Spanish king, and I can't think of his name, said that they would have refuge if they confessed to Catholicism and did something else. I forget what it was. But they had their own homes. They had their own businesses. They were allowed to marry. They even formed a militia to protect the fort. And when the settlers came down wanting their property back, Spain paid them for their property, slaves.
But Bianchi, blacks were not the only slaves. You had Irish slaves. You had Chinese slaves. There were all sorts of other slaves here. There were, so it's like to just focus on black slavery is
well, that's what they do, Gene. Hell, you had African kings that brought their slaves with Columbus to the Americas that was coming out of places like Sierra Leone where they're known for their rice, and they took land there in the Carolinas and started growing rice.
Yep.
It's all about united we stand, divided we fall. And people aren't paying attention that they want to keep us divided and distracted.
Yeah, we're fighting. They can get away with a hell of a lot more if we're not paying attention. That's usually what they
do. Well, not even get away with a lot more. They can get away with not doing any freaking thing. Most of Congress, both sides of Congress, don't do anything anymore except raise more funds to get reelected.
Yeah. And they want to get after your kids.
Hell,
they don't abort it all theirs. Now they want your kids.
Well, that reminds me of something. Donnie, did you get a chance to listen to that interview of Damon Wilson?
Oh, yeah. That was people ought to listen to that. Yes, I did, Critic. Thank you for turning me on to that.
Yeah, because he published a book back in 1998. That a lot of people didn't read and dismissed him as being a conspiracy theorist, but everything that he said in there has come true today.
Yes, it has. In 1984, he talked about it back in 98, and here we are.
And
he
talked about, from Yahweh. Had that, I forget the...
you mean Melchior York?
That basically it applies to today. But basically we're perishing from lack of knowledge.
Well, another thing too, Critic, you talk about a thing long enough, sooner or later something's going to happen. It don't have to be based on the fact that you talked about or prophesied it. It's going to happen. I mean, sooner or later, the dead damn cloud's going to move. It'll disappear.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, but my point was is that, it wasn't just, no matter who said it, I don't care whether it was him or anything or not, but, the point about everybody perishing from lack of knowledge, he was, referring to some of black people, it can apply to anyone.
The last, I don't know. Oh, go ahead, you guys. I got to check this out real quick.
Oh, hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was told to remind you that my husband, that my husband sent you a text.
Well, he was supposed to call me for the last 4 weeks. So I'll get to the text.
Oh, last week?
He's supposed to call me for the last 4 weeks, Gene.
He's tried calling you. I know he has. I've seen him dial your number.
He just called me. I says right before the show. So that's the only time he's called me. Anytime. I said anytime. He just forgot. That's all. The last day, final day of counting is today. And we should have some information by the end of June, I think. Hold on.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Hillary Hill. Thanks for joining me. All right. I have an update for you guys regarding Arizona. Big things are happening. Today is the last day of counting in Maricopa County. Let me read this article through to you guys. It's linked down below for you to check it out if you feel like it, but I'm going to basically read it all to you. Before I get started, I do want to say I do have completely uncensored content over on my Patreon account. If you'd like to check that out, go ahead and find the link down below. But let me just get right into this. All right, so on the last day of the hand counting process, two state delegations toured the Maricopa ground floor today. So it was six Wisconsin Republican lawmakers and former Missouri governor. They are inside the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Phoenix, Arizona, right now. Wisconsin is one swing state where we saw a mysterious and unexplained drop of papers late on that one historic night that changed the outcome. State legislators must take action. That's what this article is saying, at least. So President Trump won in Missouri, but their former governor is here to observe the process and bring some ideas back to his state for the future contests. That's really interesting also. So the hand counting is concluding, and they're expecting to find huge discrepancies in these paper totals. I am a little nervous to see all of that. Nervous just because, you know, we want to see the end result. And as it's getting closer, it gets exciting. But, you know, you just want to make sure that everything goes the way you want it to go, right? So if there are any less than the number of papers certified by Maricopa County, this is evidence of, I can't use that word, but that F word. Not that F word, but that
fraud
word. rhymes with, kind of sounds like flatulence, but it's not.
Because YouTube will throw your butt right off if you say the word fraud. That's why she can't say fraud.
Anyway, what do you guys think about that? Last day of counting.
Okay, now it goes to, they go somewhere to certify. Then they look at, now they're going to look at signatures and make sure all these write-in ballots have people have signed them, and it's got to be with the envelope, and it's got to match, and it's got to be the same number. It's got to be. They're going to check all of that.
they do all that, and Trump won.
Yeah, or 2.1 million is supposed to be. They're saying there's. I think I read one article that they're thinking there's only 1.8 million, so they're missing 300,000 ballots. Well, I don't know if that to be true. That's something I did read earlier in the week. And eight nine states have been visiting Arizona this past week to check out their operation.
Yeah, I've heard six have visited and nine more, or six have already visited, nine more are coming up. So that's what, 15, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting big now.
Yeah.
They also said that the boxes didn't contain the amount of ballots that they said they did.
What was that, Gene?
Well, something. I lived down there in Arizona in Maricopa County 30 years ago, and I can tell you something. Most of those people around there, except if you're talking about the inner cities of Phoenix and maybe Glendale and some of those, most of those areas down there are pretty conservative and don't flip, you know, especially if you're talking about areas like Sun City and Sun City West and Scottsdale and Chandler and people like that. Most of those people are, that's pretty much a red state except maybe the inner city. You know, I don't believe that people are. And the whole outer state is pretty much the same way that it was too. So I don't believe that a lot of those people all of a sudden flipped and decided that they were going to go blue, because when Al Powell was sheriff down there, he ran a lot of them illegal aliens out of it. So suddenly everybody was flipped blue for Joe. I just don't believe it. I live down there myself.
Right.
Interact multiple people. I do know.
Well, I'll tell you, if they find a trail leading to some individual, they need to bust their asses. Give them some hard time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. They got to make an example. For
right.
once, they can make an example. Yeah.
Well, did you see Mike Lindell had a guy, they were talking about, how did it go? Like, there's literally timestamps. It's like things that cannot be changed as far as, like, when it happened. And with the internet connections, how there were votes, just hundreds of thousands of votes came from Trump to Biden. Hundreds of thousands of them. And that was just like a sample of 20 different machines.
Well, yeah, they're saying, go ahead, Gene.
I was saying, like I said earlier, given the people that are following the White House, like on Facebook, I was curious. It's mostly people laughing at them and nasty comments. Hardly any support for what the White House is doing. When Biden gives a speech and he can't even get, you know, very many people to watch it. And when they do watch it, it's all thumbs down, angry faces, you know, nasty comments. It's obvious that he did not get 80 million votes. For being the most popular president, in air for your quotes, in history, he can't even get people to watch him and listen to his speeches.
There's no, it doesn't, you know, it's not going to change. All I want is, I don't care which way, if they find 200,000 votes for Biden, I don't care. I want them to assure me in 2022 and 2024 and beyond a fair, honest election. That's what I want.
What I would like, but there's nothing they can do that can convince me that it's coming to be fair.
There you go, Joe.
Nothing. They've already gotten their tentacles out. They've already done the damage. The corruption is very widespread. And unless the governors, the mayors, the state legislators all go to jail, they can't convince me this isn't going to happen again.
Can I jump in?
You're on the line, John, so I guess you can.
Well, I just wanted to be polite and courteous. Thank you very much.
Oh, there
you
thing...
are. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Doe, you are polite. You are an example for our children.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence, Bianchi. One other thing I want to add to what Joe was saying, too, is remember back in the 2017, whenever Trump took office, he put together that commission to investigate the election integrity. And during the first year or so that was in play, who was it that was suing and suing and suing in order for them to finally decide, well, there were so many lawsuits that was bogging down the system that they had to abort that commission? It was all of the Democrat lefties. And I would assume, I'm just guessing here, that some of those haters, you know, the Trump haters that were Republicans, because in 2017 when they were trying to make sure that they put all the policies in place to make sure that the upcoming elections would have integrity from then on out, but all of the people that hated Trump on the left and the right were the ones that were trying to sabotage the commission and never let it do its work. And there was some stuff that was with inside that commission, too, because some of the people inside the commission want to play, you know, favorites to one side or another, and they didn't want to bring forth all the truth. And that's part of the problem. I think it was Adrian at the beginning of the show brought up where there's a whole lot of people complaining about the opposite side, but nobody's coming up with solutions. That's probably one of the biggest problems. Is the people that are winning get to write what they want to write, and they call it their truth, but they don't really care about hearing from all sides and having everybody get the full redress of grievance. I just wanted to add that. Thank you for the time. Back to you.
He cracks me up. Back to you.
Adrian, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I want to know how come you're more quiet than I am right now.
No, I want everybody.
I'm sitting up here doing my Sudoku puzzle, and letting you all, we all have our opinions and our viewpoints.
That's right, Adrian.
And I'm a person that I listen to all of it. But remember, we were talking about critical thinking. So that's what I'm doing. I'm critically thinking about things that are said, things that we hear about that are being done in our world. And my biggest concern, and I don't give a shit what nobody thinks about this, I will not stand up and let anyone take our democracy away from us.
Amen.
We're not a democracy.
You know what you mean, Jim.
And I'm a veteran. And it's like, I took an oath of office. I've taken an oath 3 times with the government. No, we are not a pure democracy. But this is what it says that we are. I do not want to live under anybody's dictatorship. And I
agree.
Do see that it's going that in that direction. And it's not one party.
You're right.
And I know that. And that is why I do not really support a party. I research each individual so that I can get a little bit of a knowledge on them. I loved one time conservative Republicans, but you don't have that many. They're firing in between now.
I don't think there's any of those left anymore.
We need
it's about five.
we need to become constitutionalists. Not Republican, not Democrat,
yes.
But constitutionalists.
Right.
People that uphold our Constitution. That's who we should be voting for. That's who we should be putting into office. People are who want to abide by the rule of law.
Yep.
The rule of law. It's like when we were growing up, you were taught that, yes, if you were in trouble, you go to a police officer and get help, okay? And you were also taught in the same breath that you respect the authority of the police officer. Now, like we said earlier, there's a ton of them that are bad, but there's way more that are good. There's so many more that are good, but even the good ones are being attacked, and they can't even do their job. You know, they're scared to death to do their job properly for fear that they're going to get this repercussion unjustly.
Well, let's even take a look at that. You mean to tell me, remember, because our president, Gary Jones, our former criminal president, Gary Jones, jumped up and said, there's just a few bad apples. So you mean to tell me you will leave those few bad apples in your bushel and let them destroy the whole bushel?
No, that's not what I
thought. Yes,
I agree.
We do have good police, some good police officers. But the tainted ones, you allow them to stay, and they take the whole barrel.
I can't disagree. I think they need to be removed.
We still got to come up with solutions to make it better. I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, all I can do is what, hope and pray? I mean, you know, do my part. That's why I come on this show, so that I can.
It starts with us, Adrian. It does.
Yeah.
How are you treating people? How are we treating people? Are we calling people out when they are doing something wrong?
Yeah.
Are we praising them and encouraging when they're doing something right?
Right.
Okay. Right. You can't just call people out all the time that they're doing wrong. You also have to be an encourager. You also have to be an uplifter.
Right. That's correct.
But it starts with both you and me looking past what the society is telling us. The society is telling us we have to look at skin color first.
Mm-hmm.
I look at your heart first. I care less what your skin color is. Because there's jerks in every batch.
Yes, it is.
Okay? And there was a wise person that, I don't know if you guys remember, Dennis Miller, but he said something very wise years ago. I can find another reason to hate you other than your skin color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an outright ass, you're an outright ass, and I don't need to associate with you.
Right.
But I can love you for who you are inside, too. And that's where it starts. It's with us, and it's with us standing up and telling, and when they're saying that stuff, being bold enough, even in public, going, stop the racism. They need to stop the racism.
Mm-hmm.
And calling it out when you hear it on TV or, you know, in public. Call it out.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be bold enough, and we have to look past and say that skin color, you're not a black woman to me. You're a woman. So I had a conversation with a young girl. She's in her early 20s. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud of who you are and your heritage. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But
right.
It shouldn't be, I'm a black woman that's achieving. No, you're a woman that's achieving.
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping the racism going when you're going, I'm a white woman that's achieving, or I'm a black woman, or I'm a Mexican woman. No, you're a woman that's achieving.
Mm-hmm.
You're a woman that's knocking down those barriers. It doesn't matter your skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we already went through that. We already did that.
We
saved the world right there. Go ahead, Bianchi.
I told you what this article, what it says, the Chinese American parents. It came out of the march in Virginia to condemn critical race theory.
Yeah.
And the article had 2, 4, 6, 7 bullet point paragraph. And the one that they want to teach is that all blacks are oppressed and all whites are oppressors. This is systemic.
Bullshit.
Never ask whether oppression occurred, only how it occurred. Everyone and everything white is complicit. Then it goes on to the next and say, if you are white and won't admit you are racist by implicit bias. To reduce implicit bias, you must self-criticize, confess to privilege, apologize to oppressed race.
I'm calling bullshit.
Can I jump back in?
Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I think everybody realizes, and this is just kind of riding on the critical thinking idea, I think everybody realizes there's differing degrees of our belief systems, and that's why you have different people that, for example, I have my own view of what I think is right, and whenever I see through my lens a certain way and I tell, you know, I think something ought to be X. Well, for example, the Amish people aren't down with electricity if you go back to the old school Amish. There might be some new, you know, more recent modernized Amish that are fine with using motors and electricity and stuff like that. But
when other people in society say, you know, well, hey, you got to be like me, and you got to use electricity and have regular running water. Them old wells and doing everything by horse and buggy, that's not acceptable anymore. Well, they don't realize that they're actually falling into the same trap as the pervert that thinks it's okay to go and police your children or whatever you call that word, case the neighborhood to try to find an opportunity to take advantage of your children, because they don't see it as wrong. And that's where we have to try to figure out how to bridge the gap and explain to each other why what we're doing is wrong. And that's why we get people in Congress that think it's okay to pass laws and burden and encumber you, deny you your pursuit of happiness, while the laws that they're passing is giving themselves a high-speed fast lane to their pursuit of happiness. And then when you try to exercise your constitutional rights of redress of grievance and tell them about, you know, Article 1, Sections 9 and 10, no title of nobility, Article 4, Section 2, no, you know, citizens of each state shall be entitled to the same privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states, they just get away with the, you know, running roughshod over you and turning a blind eye to you, because so many other people are on the take doing the same thing. And how do you communicate to people that you're doing harm to these people when they don't see it as harm? It's just like your next door neighbor playing their music a little bit too loud, and you say, hey man, can you turn that down? And they just complain, well, you're just a fuddy-duddy, you know, you don't like my music. My music, I'll put something on you like. It ain't that. You might be trying to study for your darn test that you're going to pass in school, or something you're getting prepared for your business that you got to do a presentation the next day, and that's just distraction because you like to process the way you like to process, but we're using our own biased view of how the world should be, and we're super and extending it or imposing it on others and not allowing them to determine their own pursuit of happiness. Do you understand what I'm trying to communicate? It's really tricky, especially when it's somebody like me. I don't consider myself a great communicator. But thanks again for the time.
It makes sense.
But there are basics, you know, that are just wrong. Things that there are some things that are just plain wrong.
Hmm.
That need
yeah,
to be called
the point,
out.
The point I'm concerned about. Oh, I'm sorry for interrupting.
You're fine.
The point I'm concerned about is how do we communicate to each other what those rights and wrongs are that we, for example, you know, this, I don't know that much about it, but this man-boyhood thing about certain men are, says it's okay for them to rape boys. Well, that's what I
pedophile.
Call it is rape. Do I?
Pedophilia. The pedophilia.
No, there's an actual group of people from, I think, Islam, a Muslim group, and they call it the man-boyhood something or another. I know it was called pedophilia, but
all right.
It's different. There's a name for a club. But the point I'm trying to get is how do we communicate to each other what is wrong and what is right in the acceptance? Because those particular people that think it's okay to do, you know, blood sacrifices because that's their type of religion, and that's part of what some of this crony nonsense that's going on with some of these people in Congress that go to Bohemian Grove and do some of this kind of crazy, stupid stuff. They don't see that stuff is wrong, and that's why Martha, whatever that Sanger lady with parent, you know, Planned Parenthood, thought it was totally acceptable to try to just totally destroy a particular group of people that she felt was not worthy of even living. And how do you communicate to those kind of people that what they are doing is wrong, especially when they're in the position of power, and now they're using that position of power, which is a perverted interpretation of power, in my opinion, but they're using that position of power and to enforce their corrupt.
Well, you're right, Jen. You bring up a very important point. The confirmation, not only the confirmation bias in most people have, but it's also what I think is actually the real pandemic. It's the corruption that's in Congress, that's in state legislatures, that's in the governor's mansions. Because look, as far as I'm concerned, election fraud was obvious. You can't have 100 people sign affidavits who are willing to go to jail. That's 100 affidavits who are about witnesses who have seen what has happened, and they weren't the normal government worker. They were people who were historians, teachers, maybe even former cops, people at the polls who wanted to help out. Giuliani made a good point one day on his radio show. He said that when you have an affidavit, it is legal evidence. It may or may not be correct. That's up for the judge and or the jury to decide if the evidence is a valid piece of evidence. But it's evidence, and nobody wanted to look at it. You touched on it. It's corruption and the confirmation bias. How do you communicate? That's a very good question, because people who have cognitive dissonance, they don't want to hear the other side, even if you're as logical as hell. So, you know, I'd like to find out the answer to that myself. How do we communicate with people?
I don't know. Somebody sent me this. Putin accuses Biden of persecuting Trump supporters. You know, he was interviewed on NBC.
Yeah, I saw that.
Kathy, yeah. You're there too, huh?
Yes, I would like to ask a question to you scholars and you constitutionalists. Say, Arizona, 2 or 3 other states are going to do forensic audits too. Say there is mass fraud, ineligible ballots, fraudulent ballots. All right, then what happens? What's the protocol? What is the protocol?
Well, we fixed the problem in all 50 states.
What do you do?
And
have another election?
Hold on. Then we execute whoever was involved, and it'll take 10 years to figure that out. You know how slow our DOJ is. And by that time, we'll forget about it, and they'll forget about it. But they need to prosecute people that break the law, and they don't do it. That's the problem. So
yeah.
Nothing is going to change. Trump isn't going to be put back in office. But one thing they can do is clean up the mess. So the next time we vote, we can have some confidence that it's counted right.
If we can do that, but the thing is that to answer Kathy's question, what is the protocol? I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that provides any type of protocol or remedy for something like this.
You have someone sworn into office that did not win the election.
Mm-hmm.
That's treason.
But you allow him to stay in office. He's illegitimate.
And that's treason.
You know, and Adrian was talking about our democracy. Yeah. What happens to our democracy when we have a fraudulent election? What happens to our democracy? The people that voted, their votes don't count.
You're right. And that's the citizen's way of resisting the government, is through the election process. When that election process is turned upside down, what other remedy do we have?
Well, that's what I'm asking. What's the protocol when they find out
the election was
fraudulent? And Biden did not win.
How do you know that it's true? These votes have been certified. I mean, and that's according to the Constitution. All of this going over this, if it's not going to be for a corrective measure for the future, all of this, like I said, it's just a great divide.
It's
keeping the people divided. Oh, because I love Trump. Oh, I love Biden. It's not about that. The vote is
It wasn't about that.
It's about voting. It's about your voting counting. That's what it's about.
They tried to throw all of our votes out here. And so because it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go. The votes are certified.
The votes can be uncertified. They can be uncertified.
Well,
the states can call back their
electors.
They cannot
be uncertified. They cannot.
Yes, it can. Yes,
they've already
done.
I don't know if it was bad.
But when you've got mail-in ballots, that have no creases in them, hold on. When you've got mail-in ballots that have no creases on them whatsoever, when the ink on them is like a copier ink, not an ink from an ink pen, those are fraudulent votes, period. Those are illegal votes. Those are votes that should have never been counted, period. That's what we need to protect against. That's what we need to stop. When they're kicking people out of polling places or the counting areas, and then all of a sudden pulling out tons of ballots and feeding them to the machine, there's something wrong there.
We want everything on, taken care of for our next election.
But that's
right.
When I vote, I can be assured mine is going to count no matter who I vote for. That's all that matters to me.
I agree.
I want this fixed.
That's all that can really go on right now. Because once the Electoral College voted, you cannot go back.
Right.
The Electoral College does not have to go by what the votes showed. So there's really no redress there.
But
I know what you're saying, Gene.
No, you don't.
One at a time.
It's extremely important because it shows where the areas are, where those things took place, so they can be safeguarded. Those things.
Right. Cinnamon, now you go, Cinnamon.
That's all I was saying is we're not going to overturn the vote for this thing. There was stuff that was going on, it needs to be proven and it needs to be taken care of.
Well, that's how
things can go
forward. About it, though. That's how it should be said on TV and everywhere on the computer. It should say not Trump this or against Biden this. It's about our election. That's integrity. That's all I care about. That's all they should be caring about. Not who really won. Let's get this damn these machines.
As a matter of fact, I got a suggestion. Why don't we have a show on Monday about whether or not there was election fraud? You've got something like 37,000 Twitter fans, Donnie. Let them know about the show. And anybody else on the line, let everybody else know about the show. Bring him in on Monday. If, Donnie, you want a show at 9, I'll be glad to host.
I guess we do.
I think it's a great idea.
All right.
I will be on. I'm 99% sure.
Do I have a third? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do we have a quorum?
I think I work Monday. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I guess we do, Joe.
It depends on how tired
I am. What was the question?
The thing is, is that Melissa?
Sorry.
Yes, that's Melissa.
Melissa?
I just got off the slope.
Melissa, don't worry about it. You're showing up on Monday at 9 o'clock, all right?
I will show up.
There you go. It's going to be a show if Donnie wants it. If he does, then we're going to have a show about whether or not was there election fraud. And that might be your last show, Donnie, because you know how the sense of cancel culture is.
I know.
Okay? Was the fraud done correctly, or was it done fraudulently? And instead of just having us show up, which would be okay, I think that the Twitter people, Don, you still got the 37,000, right?
I don't know. I haven't been to Twitter in a while. I have no idea what I have.
All right. If you tweet, that's what I call the other side, twit.
Yeah, there you go.
If you tweet out to the people that there's going to be a show about whether or not there's election fraud, maybe some of the Twitter followers will show up, and it's in conjunction to us. I will host it. Anybody who jumps in that we don't know, then I will question them, get down to the nitty-gritty, ask them if they have proof about whether or not they believe there was fraud or no fraud. It shouldn't really take that long.
Well, there's not going to be proof. I mean, it's just what we all seen. You know, we've seen ballots. I don't know if they were for Trump. I don't know if they were for Biden. It doesn't matter that were sent in and supposed to send in the mail. They're supposed to be with their envelopes. They weren't, first of all. Second of all, there wasn't a crease one in these ballots. And I don't know who voted for what. It didn't say, but there's a whole stack of those.
Sure.
And that's got to stop.
We believe that, but the other side doesn't. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation
What other side?
Huh?
What other side don't believe it?
Liberals don't believe there was fraud.
Well, wait, but I don't know if that was, if they were Biden votes or Trump votes. They're probably some of each.
Yeah, but they don't believe there was fraud. They believe Biden was put in there without any type of fraud whatsoever. I had told them that on the video. There were people there who took a ballot, put it through the machine three times to make the votes for Biden. You know what the girl says? Well, that means that he won by a lot.
Well, they
everything
seen
I
that.
Said
just
went in one ear right out the other.
Well, I gotta tell you, I really just want a fair election.
That's right, and that's what I'm going to bring up. That Democrats supposedly want a fair election too. Forget about whether or not Biden.
Yeah,
won
they do.
Time.
Democrats want, you know, a fair election also.
Yeah, well, they should.
They didn't believe it because they don't believe it because the results went their way.
Yeah,
but they believe election fraud. They believe the election fraud all during the first 4 years of his administration. All we heard about was Russia, Russian collusion. So let's keep it real on that.
Well,
If they wanted a fair election, they would have not been sending all those lawyers down to Arizona to stop this audit.
Exactly.
The audit could go either way. Okay? They don't want a fair election. They want control. These liberal, extensive, whatever you want to call them. If they didn't have anything to hide, they wouldn't have sent all those lawyers.
You know,
they just wouldn't have.
And as Julian Gabbard. Here's what Giuliani said. He said, all you got to do, folks, is prove me wrong. Just investigate the machine. If we're wrong, then all you got to do is say, Giuliani, you're a crackpot, but nobody's investigated the machines until now. So they don't want a fair election.
Right.
Exactly.
All right.
Well,
so are we having a show?
Are
we having a show on Monday or not?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Monday, 9 o'clock.
You can put the shotgun to my head away now, Joe. I agree.
Okay,
we'll
good. I was getting tired holding it up there.
Yeah.
Kathy, you're gonna have to call me before Monday.
People, I would also like to know what the protocol is if the election was proven fraudulent.
I'll look that up, Kathy.
I really would like to know because this is a presidential election.
I know.
This isn't
Boy Scout presidential.
If somebody is in there and they just plowed right ahead and inaugurated somebody that did not win it, there's got to be
consequences and repercussions.
Okay, but I think Biden had nothing to do with this. And I believe a lot of, I don't know who, but I think there was a lot of foreign influence here because they hated Trump too.
Yes, sir.
Well, everybody had money.
China.
Yeah,
China and Russia. Go ahead, Joe.
Everybody hated Trump except for the lower middle class, upper middle class. They liked him too. But the people who were rich and those who were robbing from America, not just because you're rich, not because you're head of a corporation, do you rob America and make your money off the backs of the poor people.
Right.
But those who are corrupt, those who are head of lobbyist firms on K Street.
They're
the ones that hated Trump. They didn't want the deep state and the swamp to be drained. So I'll look up, Kathy, what the protocol is.
All right.
Okay,
there was a black actor, and God, I can't think of his name. He's very popular. He's older now, but he was very popular and had wasn't a lot of movies. Anyway, I guess his wife or girlfriend, whatever, they were interviewed on the street, and the actor said, I'm so pissed that everybody, I turn on the TV and all I hear is they can't use a computer. They can't get an ID. He said, they're talking about black people that are too dumb to get an ID, and we go along with it. We just let them talk about it. He said, I get so damn tired of hearing that because we're not stupid. We can get IDs and we can use computers.
He said,
we probably already have IDs, but I love the state.
Right.
Cinnamon was telling me about this. I don't know what state it was, actually, that going to have, or they're trying to get portable. Right, Cinnamon? Hello, Cinnamon?
Trying to get what?
I'm here. Trying to get what?
Portable ID maker or whatever the hell it was called. Weren't you telling me about that?
No, I don't think it was me.
Well, somebody told me about a portable, the go around to people that don't have an ID, and it will be portable, and they can make your ID right then and there, and everything go back, go to the state, and you'll have a legal ID. I think that's a wonderful idea. That'll stop everybody from talking. Well, they can't get an ID. Well, yeah, you can. We'll be right to your house in a minute.
Okay, but you know what? Most Americans, period, already have an ID.
I don't care
what race they are.
Gene, I know
majority
that.
Majority of Americans already have. So,
Gene,
but it was an insult.
I know it's an insult, Gene. But it'll take their argument away. It will take their argument away. Republicans and Democrats won't have another argument about this because this is a wonderful idea. I stepped on you, critic. You go ahead and say that again.
No, I just say, I guarantee to you, if there's a liquor store in their neighborhood, they got an ID. You got to one to buy, purchase any alcohol. During goddamn the payday store, loan store in that neighborhood, they got an ID. So that neighborhood, that argument does not wash.
Well, I have to show my ID to cash a check at the bank. You know,
hell, in Georgia, to cash a lotto ticket in, you need more stringent ID than to vote.
Well,
yeah.
You just
right.
Got to show an ID.
I believe you need two forms of ID if you win a lotto or something like that. If they are,
if you want to open a brokerage account, you need an ID. If you want to take a shit, you need an ID. There is no excuse for
who doesn't have an ID.
Yeah,
I mean,
everybody has one.
You have a Social Security number.
This will take away the excuse if they have portable machines that can go around and give you an ID legally.
Well, I don't go along with that. If they want that for the state, Donnie, let them have a federal ballot vetting a person for a federal ballot. And like I said, I think federal ballots with federal candidates should be separate from ballots with state and local candidates. But you need to vet a person as stringent as you do if they was getting a passport.
Absolutely.
No, I agree with you
100%. This ID thing is a false narrative.
Yeah.
It's just a false narrative.
It is.
Okay.
It really is.
So we don't need no portable ID maker.
Well, I know that, but Gene, every 2 and 4 years, they make this an excuse why they don't want to. This will take that away. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
This will I agree. Take that. I understand.
You know, to be truthful,
you know,
which they need to...
About...
Hold on. Go ahead,
Gene.
They
need to purge all the voting rolls once a year anyway. Purge all of it and make them reapply again.
Yeah, well, you got to make room for all the dead people.
And see, they should be able to cross-reference easily when they file for a death certificate. They should easily go over to the voter rolls and pull them out. It should be part of the protocol when the death certificate is done.
You know, anybody
it
can
shouldn't,
think of,
it shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah, anybody can think of a reasonable solutions to find and to make the electoral process, whether it's for the state or for the federal officials, to make it more efficient. The thing is, how do you prevent corruption? You can have all the protocols in place, but if you've got people who are being paid off or who are blackmailed into doing the wrong thing, they're going to do the wrong thing.
Well, they talk about voter suppression and voter oppression and voter ID. I'm sitting here and I'm going, really, we've always had an election day, one day set aside for the election. And Georgia goes in and extends their election for, you know, 2 weeks prior. You can go in and vote. Really? Really?
Well, that's what I'm talking about,
Dean. Not election month.
Okay.
Election day.
They have the Constitution says the state legislatures, only them, they have the power to change the election laws. The attorney generals, though, of these various swing states, they did it on their own, and the state legislatures allowed them. Again, why? Corruption. It doesn't matter what you got in place. It doesn't matter about the Constitution.
But they weren't stopped, and they did change. In Michigan, they changed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they did. You're
the
right.
Corruption took over. They had video of people who pulled out these ballots, so-called ballots, from underneath the table. They got 100 affidavits. Is anything happening? Only in Maricopa County, and they sent down 109 lawyers to oppose it.
Hell, the white poll, Walter, the white poll, poll workers was threatened, called racist, and everything else.
People were blocked from looking through the windows. People were shuttled out of the polls. Okay, because money talks, bullshit walks.
People were told they already voted.
Yeah, James Brown voted.
And people were handed Sharpies to vote with.
Oh yeah, the Sharpie. Oh man. Oh jeez.
Let me tell you what the Constitution says. Article 1. Section 4, Clause 1, Title, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. But the Congress may at any time by law make or alter such regulations except for the places of choosing senators. So Congress already has the power to separate those ballots. When you walk in the polling place, you turn left to go vote for the president. You come back and go right to go vote for state and local representatives. Let them do whatever the hell they want to. But we have to keep the integrity with the voting of our federal officials.
Can I add something to that?
Yes.
Go ahead, John Doe.
The caveat that I want to add to what you're saying, Pionki, is the Constitution's ultimate signatory is we the people. The people that are in Congress are supposed to be legitimately representing the people. So when Congress meets to do any alternations of times, places, and manners, they still are accountable to we the people. It's just when you have the strength of numbers of, you know, people's intellect weighing into the equation to determine the proper outcome, then you're more likely to get a better outcome. It's when you start discriminating against certain groups and trying to tell them that their ideas don't matter and it doesn't make any sense, so therefore we're just going to kick you under the curb. That's when you get people wanting to riot and burn stuff down. And that's why we have to figure out how to be a better communicator to get those people to understand, yes, you are just as important, you are just as worthy, you're just as significant, and just as valuable as any of the rest of us, but here's why we think this is better, and then we continue to deliberate until everybody feels it's a win-win. And when we start using these, you know, percentages of, well, 80% of America agrees to this, so we ought to go ahead and do it, because 80%, well, 20% of America can make the other 80% of the whole 100% collapse, too. And that's why the Declaration of Independence was built on the spirit, hope, and promise of every legitimately legal United States citizen having exclusive jurisdictional power and authority of the burdens and encumbrances of themselves and be equitable, self-governing, free people.
Mm. Well, yeah, here, when Joe Donnie come into the polling place, they come up to the lady, show them the ID. The lady has Donnie to look at the machine. The machine scans his face and his eye to verify he's who he was supposed to be. Then he go vote. When he gets done, he clicks the lever. The paper come out, and he gives it to one of the attendees, one of three, that records what he's done. He or she passes it to the next person. They record what he done. It passes to one other person. They record what he done. Then it's put there to be compiled. After an hour or two, all three of them tally up what they got, and they all three have to match. If they don't, well, you got the ballots right there in front of you that you can see what a discrepancy is. Then you continue on.
Right. There you go.
Mm-hmm. I only have a problem with the digital stuff that you're, the digital data mining aspect of it.
Well, it's the eye. They use that all over the place. And there's nothing connected to the Internet.
That's an invasion of privacy and an actual abridgment to the Fourth Amendment's right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. This is an unreasonable search and seizure. Then once the hackers get hold of that information and they start stealing your mortgages and all the number of other
things. Well, no, it's not on the Internet. It's not on the Internet. You don't. There's no machine connected to the Internet, no foreign software, no Wi-Fi connection. It's all manual. And for a presidential candidate, that's simple to do. I mean, it
that's
doesn't
what
have
they
to run all
today.
Month.
But think
well,
about it, Bianchi. How many stuff stays that way when they implement it? No, in 10 years from now, they'll have everything on the Internet. That's why we have our government putting money forth to protect the intellectual property rights of CEOs and corporations today, and they don't leave it up to the corporation because now it's become a national security issue, and that's what will happen to this too, because once your data, all your eye scans and your thumbprints and your DNA signature information
you gotta
gets
be
data mined
you gotta
in a
do that
digital
to get a passport.
Form.
You got to do that to get a passport, John.
Don't make it correct. That's why it's worth it.
Hey, news, breaking news. The movie Sweet Home Alabama is on right now. Now, I'll be carrying you to your scheduled programming.
That's a national classic.
Thanks, Donnie. What role do you have in that movie?
What row?
Yeah.
I live in that trailer behind.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, her parents.
Okay.
And I don't have nothing against trailers either.
Yeah, I know you do.
You know what I wanted to ask the question? Kathy.
Go
have
for
that
it.
Guy been messing with you, talking about going to take you away and give you an allowance and all that stuff?
Donnie won't give me his name and phone number. Donnie
that
has really messed up my love life.
No. He's talking about.
That sounds like.
He's talking about
Donnie.
The millionaire down here in Athens, Kathy, that
wait
you
a
go
minute,
to
wait
church
a
with.
Donnie, that sounds like one of them city slickers. He has his nerves trying to take Big Kathy right from under our noses. Look, Daniel, when
yes,
you
sir.
Sleep tonight, Yep. Have one eye open and have your ears perked, because them city slickers like to come knocking on the windows around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, let them scalawags come on down here.
Well, I mean, that's
yeah, he's from Alaska.
Telephones.
I don't think
don't
he's
they have telephones in Alaska?
Too much hell in Alaska.
I can still call the show even if I'm living in
Alaska.
Well,
I was about to say, it doesn't matter if Kathy marries a millionaire or not. She's still going to call in.
Well, I'm talking about the guy down there that's a millionaire.
Yeah.
That
oh.
wants to be my cousin.
Oh.
He wants to be
yeah.
my cousin real
I know.
Bad.
And,
I know
if he, and if she marries him, she's still going to call into the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, in between moves.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
Donnie's talking about Tony.
Oh, yeah, Tony, yeah.
yeah.
He's been after her for years.
My new cousin.
Yeah.
Welcome
no
to the family, Tony.
He is no competition for the man I'm going to bring to Kathy's door. His name is
all
Steve.
Right. All
Steve.
Right.
But Pachesnik, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we ought to go for that, fellas. This man sounds like he's got something up his sleeve.
I know.
Yeah, he's got me up his sleeve. He's a millionaire.
Right?
Up
his yep.
Can we talk about the Supreme Court?
Yes, we can.
Okay. There is this guy from Guatemala. He come up here several years ago on the temporary asylum, you know,
somebody
program.
Somebody has background sounds.
Yeah.
Something
and
on.
He has applied for a permanent residency, and he's been denied.
Mm.
And so it has gone to the Supreme Court, and they voted 9-0 that he cannot apply for a permanent residency because he was here on that temporary asylum program.
Hold on a second. Whose TV is that or something? It's like I'm having a difficult time discerning between the two.
I gave a subtle hint. Now let me see. Let me say, the person who has the TV on, please put yourself on mute.
Okay. Oh, it wasn't me. Go ahead. At the 9-0, they stopped that?
Yes, the Supreme Court voted 9-0 that he was
That's
not
right.
eligible for permanent residency. He has to go back to his country. Now, how will that affect the DACA people? That ruling the Supreme Court made, how will that affect these DACA people? They're not here legally.
No.
Well, according to the DACA, the reason that they get the DACA is because they were brought here. They weren't here willingly or knowingly. They were just brought here by their parents. So it wasn't like a conscious decision that they could do.
Well, that will come before the Supreme Court one of these days.
Yeah.
The reason he thought he could get in is, I forgot what country he came from.
Guatemala.
They had a natural disaster.
Right.
Him and his wife had come back a second time into the United States, and it was before the natural disaster. And then they got covered and were able to stay because they were refugees of this natural disaster.
Right.
Now that went away, they wanted to apply for the green card because they were, you know, officially refugees. And they said no because you were actually entered here illegally and didn't claim refugee status until after.
Right.
It was like 2 years later, three years later, before they applied for their refugee status.
Talk about corruption. At the border, the figures are now, I think, for the past 4 months, the people who have been apprehended trying to cross the border, 100,000 each month, I believe. 100,000.
Wow.
Hey guys, this can really happen. Think about this. Trump can be elected Speaker of the House. How about that? In 20.
Kathy, didn't you see something about
January 3rd. Go ahead, Jane. I didn't want to finish my sentence.
No, I was just saying this sounds like something Kathy talked about a few weeks ago.
No, I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Donnie.
No, go ahead. I was done. I was just kidding, Gene. But wouldn't that be a great idea?
Yeah.
No.
No, it'd be done a legal way. What they're saying is that if Trump runs in 2022, and if he has enough Republican supporters, he will get enough Republicans, to be elected. He'll get elected. And then when they get elected, the Republicans that he supports plus him, they'll vote him in to be the Speaker of the House.
He doesn't have to run for election. All he has to do is run for House Speaker. Because they can appoint me as House Speaker if they have the majority.
They don't have to appoint a city senator?
No. House of Representatives.
Yeah, Donnie is correct.
Is that right?
Thanks,
okay.
Yeah. Republicans would have to gain control of the House itself.
That makes it even, almost makes it easier. Because
Joe, whoever gets majority in the House could vote you to be the Speaker.
Oh, that would be chaos for Congress.
Then we'd have to have the show on Tuesday also. I'm glad that didn't happen.
Well, these rallies are supposed to crank up again here pretty soon. I think they already have. And people running in 2022, Trump's supporting them for the House, the Senate. Mm-hmm. He'll be at their rallies. You know, people have to get out and vote. Hopefully they fixed our machines. You know?
It ain't about people getting out and voting. People are getting out and voting. It's the counting that's messed up.
Yeah, the machine.
There you go. Just like what Stalin said. Stalin said it doesn't matter how many people vote. It only matters who counts
them. It's who counts them. That's right.
Get it, Annie. Get it right. That's all I want. Get it right. And I'll be a happy
Trump.
Go ahead.
So Trump making it in, that's a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah.
Why would anybody run for House of Representatives, though, when you just won the presidency?
Well, I can tell you.
But was not awarded the presidency.
If he gets picked, he can start impeachment proceedings on Biden in the next 2 years.
I wish they would utilize our military. Let our military be in charge of our elections.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. No.
That's like saying, hey, let the deep state just run everything. I don't think so.
They are.
Pentagon anywhere near the election.
Mm-hmm. Even if they're in favor of Trump, I want the military off our soil as much as possible.
Yeah, well.
And it's part of the oath that you're not involved in politics.
Especially now since they're trying to root out anybody that has any conservative values from all our military.
Yeah. And like I said, even if everybody was conservative or libertarian, I want all the military to serve on a military basis, fight our foreign wars, and like the Posse Comitatus. I want them off our soil.
Daniel or John Doe, I don't know which one mentioned it. It is true. It's true that they're throwing out people that have conservative or they voted for Trump or they had a Trump flag or Trump anything. They're throwing them out of the military.
And
it's part of the oath.
it's not that you can't support who you support, but you cannot outwardly
you can't go out
things
on
that a lot of these people are doing that are in the military.
You're right about
now,
that.
Now, they need to look up the UCMJ and understand that, and they also, when they take that right foot forward, it ain't about raising your hand. It's about when you take that right foot forward, you said, I am under this oath.
The Constitution.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah. Now,
that's why government employees can't openly campaign, you know, for certain
things.
I do have to play this. This is a lady from China, and she was on Hannity or something, and she. Hold on.
More developments tonight on how parents and common sense Americans are pushing back against the destructive far left critical race theory ideology that's infiltrating America's schools. Just listen to how one Virginia mom who actually survived Mao, China, eviscerates a local school board amid the district's critical race theory push. Take a look at this.
I've been very alarmed about what's going on in our school. You are now training our children to be social justice warriors and to loathe our country and our history. Growing up in Mao's China, all this seems very familiar. The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The only difference is they use class instead of race. This is indeed the American version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. The critical race theory has its roots in cultural Marxism. It should have no place in our schools.
And down in the great state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis continues to be a beacon of hope against this far-left lunacy as the Florida Board of Education has approved the governor's rule banning teaching of critical race theory in the state's public schools. Joining us now for reaction, Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz, along with the mother you just saw in that video. She Van Fleet is with us. You were 6 years old when the Cultural Revolution began in China. And you've spoken eloquently about what it was like in school and posters hung in hallways and teachers and students would attack each other for being ideologically impure. Can you explain what you experienced and the similarities you see?
Okay. I just want to let the American people know that what's going on in our school and in our country is really a replay of the Cultural Revolution in China. And I want people to see there's similarities, and the similarities are terrifying. They use the same ideology and same methodology, even the same vocabulary, and with the same goal. The ideology is cultural Marxism, and we were divided into groups as oppressor and oppressed. And here we use race, and there they use class. And the people here who have a different review were labeled racist, but in the Cultural Revolution, the label is counter-revolutionary. So it is a hat that fits all, and once the hat is on your head, your life is ruined. And the methodology is also very similar. It's cancel culture. We basically cancel the whole Chinese civilization pre-communism. And we changed our school names, street names, store names. We changed even our personal names. My name is Xi, and I was named after the city I was born, Xi'an. Xi means West. It also refers to the imperialism. So I wanted so bad to change my name because I want to be more communist. I'm glad my parents convinced me not to. And the vocabulary is even the same, wokeness. And to be specific, we use class wokeness. In Chinese, it is 阶级觉悟, your level of wokeness determine your chance to get the promotion or to get benefit? And who decides your level of wokeness? It is the party leaders.
Yeah.
Okay. He goes on and on.
So my wife got me this.
And I also got to play this real quick. It's a Florida mom rips.
The State Board of Education, a lesson in truth about critical race theory. Listen to this.
It is sad that we are even contemplating something like critical race theory.
I think I played this earlier, didn't I?
Children will be separated by their skin color and deemed permanently oppressors or oppressed in 2021. That is not teaching the truth. Unless you believe that whites are better than black,
yeah,
telling my
that.
Child or any child
yeah.
that they are in a permanent oppression.
Okay. Show. So I want to start directly with this because you make a point that is not highlighted often enough. People point out that critical race theory is racist for making white children believe they are oppressors. You point out from the opposite side how racist it is to teach black children that they are oppressed. Tell me more about that.
Good point.
Well, the essence of critical race theory is breaking people into groups, and instead of using class, because we are Americans, they use race, and anybody that is put into an automatic and permanent state of oppressor or oppressed is an insult to everyone, and that is not something that's tenable in the United States.
Yeah, how disabling is that to teach a black child you are at birth a victim? You are at birth put behind the eight ball and incapable of achieving. That seems to me the very essence of holding a child back and assigning them some very racist assumptions.
It absolutely is. I mean, when we tell people that they can't do something,
right.
they won't even try. So if you're telling young black children that they are anybody outside of that white male oppressor class or race, that they can't do anything, we are setting our future up, and our children, who are our most precious resources, you're setting them up for failure. And what will we go back to
right.
as a society when we see that, you know, these children have not succeeded?
You know, Keisha, the proponents of critical race theory say that the detractors, the critics of critical race theory, don't truly understand what it is and cannot define it. Do you feel you understand critical race theory and can define it?
I think I have a good understanding. I think a lot of us do, but it's true. A lot of people don't truly understand what it is because they'll say, like, oh, it's just teaching racial sensitivity, or it's just teaching
right.
Slavery history or Jim Crow. That's not what it is. It is dividing people up in different by their race and telling them what their permanent status is.
Another real.
All right. Okay. I had to get those in, people. And if there's one I can find, I got to find it. Well, I probably won't. Maybe if on Monday, I'll play it. There's a grandma, a black grandma, goes up to the microphone and rips everybody who says I'm a birthing person. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. Boy, she went off. Oh, Lord, she went off. I got to find that. She was wonderful. Jesus. She said, I didn't have eight kids to be called birthing person.
Oh,
yeah, Gene.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes, sir.
Hear about the U.S. Space Force Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer? He wrote that book called Irresistible Revolution, and he was speaking out about this critical race theory and the Marxist ideology being, you know, promoted in the Space Command. And he had to get his book cleared by them before he actually printed it, you know, and sent it out. And then after
right.
he got it put out
fired.
And do what?
Didn't he get fired?
Yeah, he got demoted. That's why
yeah.
I was wondering if you heard about it.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he lost his job because he didn't go along with this BS that's going on in the military.
Well, he was telling about the specific things that are Marxist and critical race theory that were wrong and whatnot, and he
right.
just basically spoke about it in his book and posted some stuff on his Facebook page, that he didn't really do anything while he was in active duty.
Yeah, that's true.
Kathy, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, watch Mike Lindell's Absolutely 9-0.
Say again.
It goes into, it's called Absolutely 9-0.
Oh, yeah.
It's a video about Mike Lindell. In there, they have a talk, or they have a scenario of what could happen if this fraud is brought out.
Okay.
Or is proven.
Mike Lindell.
I'm trying to think. There was another one I watched, and there's a couple of different things that have been thrown out there that can be potentially happen.
Okay, Gene, tell us what they're saying. What could happen?
One thing is if their fraud is there because it's an illegitimate presidency, it's an illegal election, that there could be a second special election held for the presidency. That was one of the main. That one is the main denominator out there.
Sounds good.
That he could hold another election, a special election.
Who is saying that?
Because of the, I can't remember who. I watch a lot of videos, and I don't remember who they're all saying, who the people are.
But
it basically the main one that I picked up is that they could hold a special election.
Just for president.
Just for the presidency.
Huh. Well, there's a lot of House members and Senate members that won their elections, and they didn't get seated, you know.
I really would like to know if John James really lost his election. I would like to know.
Oh, you know he did. Well, and that Collins ran against Maxine in California, Joe Collins.
Yeah, he got close.
I think these audits that they're doing for the presidential election should have been for the federal election period, whether it be the representatives, senators, and the president.
Yeah.
I think they should have examined all of them, just federally. So that's my...
Hold on, guys. I got to play this. This just came... Michelle somebody. This is LGBTQ... XYZ pimping sixth grade teacher in Springfield, Missouri bullies a boy who asked why straight kids weren't allowed to have her unicorn cupcakes. Teacher screams that the student is an ignorant straight jerk, weasel, dip, and butthead.
Just because I support another thing doesn't mean I don't support straight people too. Just because I'm Mexican doesn't mean I don't support black people or Irish people or ignorant people. Never said it was like that. Okay. Would you like a special unicorn cupcake for being straight, jerk? Yes. All right, come here. You're a straight cupcake. For being a pillow. You are annoying. You were very successful. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What a dip. All right.
What?
A dip. Like a dipstick, a butthead, a weasel. A weasel. Hit my butt.
That teacher should be fired.
Sixth grader with a dick.
Yeah.
Mom. Kathy, have you ever watched And We Know?
Who?
And We Know.
I don't think so.
Okay, they recently put out a video, too. You'd like them.
And We Know. Okay. I'm writing it down.
And We Know. They're a group. They do a lot of videos. They do daily videos. Are you on Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay, And We Know is on Rumble. And they did sometime this week they had a video, and they have a portion of it that was talking about what could happen if the election is proven fraudulent and votes are cast, et cetera.
That's good. Joe and Bianchi, y'all need to watch it too.
Yeah.
Well, if he ain't beating up somebody, I won't see it.
And it was one of the ones was according to he put it out according to the Constitution, which I was tried to save that part of the video, and I didn't because I wanted to follow up on it and see what he was saying because I didn't have the the paperwork in front of me.
But, yeah, I don't know if they're going to let us go any further. UAW show tomorrow at 7, and we'll see if we continue. It's 11:59 on their clock. Now it's 12 o'clock. We're still here.
Well, Kathy, you can call me anytime, too. We can
I've got your number. I want to try and find these videos and watch them, because I've never seen anything on any of the Internet stuff where what happens when an election is proven fraudulent.
What needs to be done is to take back both houses commandedly in the midterm. Because if Trump was president, he still got these ratchets in there that he had to work with.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
I think John Doe was saying something.
I was just trying to share that you have to go to each state's election board, group and figure out what their laws are to figure out what the protocols are, because each state's free to determine that, just like Pianchi pointed out earlier.
Yeah. Well, right. Didn't the state's legislatures, they didn't even certify the votes. The Secretary of State did. Those votes.
Well, each state certified the votes before they sent them to Congress at the federal level. But the point that I think you were trying to ask was about the protocols about the, recall or redoing the election or whatever. And all of those rules that the legislators set forth end up in the Board of Commissions for the Election Commission's offices at the state level.
When we're looking at the federal level, don't all the states have to basically have the same protocol?
No, because each state's free to decide for themselves their own way of doing things.
And see,
how that would work at the state level, but not necessarily the federal level.
Well, it works at the state level because Texas and some other states that joined them filed a lawsuit, and that is, in effect, controversies between states. That's supposed to be worked out with the state legislature. The courts can't do it because you are infringing on the powers of the state legislatures. That's where the problem started. The damn state the problem started with the people. People are supposed to make their state legislatures do the right thing, and they
held accountable.
Not.
That's right.
But when it comes to the federal election,
all of us people have different ideas, and that's where we all struggle trying to find uniform, ways of doing stuff.
Yeah, people may have different ideas, but when you recount these votes, the legal ballots, and it shows that Joe Biden did not have more than Trump, well, then people that have some civilized common sense could see that something's wrong.
Yeah, we can do it like Myanmar did.
There has to be a federal protocol for the federal elections and state protocol for the state elections.
That's the only way it's going
to
be fair.
How they can run them. But
there's no way in the world you can control Georgia.
No.
Well, every state legislature certifies their electoral votes
and sends them to the president of the Senate.
To the senator.
But that didn't happen this time. Some of those legislatures did not certify those electoral votes. The Secretary of State did.
It went to print.
No. Talk about at the state level, then. The state legislature did not certify it, but the Secretary of State of each of those states did.
That's
and then they sent it up.
Yeah.
The Secretary of State is supposed to convey the message that the legislatures give him or her. Everything is jacked up.
But isn't that what the lawsuits were about?
That's what the lawsuits were about.
State legislatures did not certify those electoral votes.
Right.
The Secretary of State did.
The lawsuits was about all the information that was coming in to indicating that something was the hell wrong.
Yeah.
And it should have went back to the legislatures to straighten that crap out.
Right. Exactly.
And the paper should have demanded it.
In Michigan's governor, when the Democrats, the House Democrats voted to certify for Biden. The Republicans, remember, were stopped by the state troopers. They weren't even able to go in and even vote or even talk with the Democrats because they wanted to certify the electoral votes for Trump because they knew he won. And they were blocked by the state troopers. Now, come on now.
State troopers didn't have no business messing with that.
Exactly.
By the vote, President Biden won Michigan.
Yeah, by the total vote. But
okay,
if you go in there and take out, if you take out the illegal vote, the illegal ballot, then what would the tally be?
Then where do we stand?
Well, I don't
know. But they've proven in each county that votes were flipped from Trump to Biden.
Biden could have had another million votes. I don't know.
Atrian County.
Atrian County.
Where they found out that the votes were flipped from Trump to Biden.
Now, it's two things.
And a majority of the counties in Michigan, Atrian County is up north near Travis City. It's a real small county.
Yeah.
I think it was like there was a lot of counties in Michigan that used those same machines. And they were saying if that county was that happened in that county, it more than likely, logically happened in other counties. But real quick, speaking of Secretary of State, I don't know, I'm gonna switch gears a little bit. Here in Michigan, the Secretary of State was trying to have our Department of Motor Vehicles, for lack of, that's what most people call it. We just call it Secretary of State office. She was making people do it by appointment only. And when people could only get, or a lot of people, when they would try to get an appointment, it would be 3 months out, 4 months out, instead of being able just to walk in and get their business done. Well, our Secretary of State was trying to keep it that way. Did you hear that a judge here in Michigan, a federal judge in Michigan, said, nope, you're going to open those offices back up
for
walk-in business. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I come. Federal ballot should be separate. This, you cannot control 50 states. Forget about it. It's all kind of everything going on within these state houses, these state jobs, so on. But you can control the federal ballot. Make it simple. And if states want to fight, go to war, whatever the hell they want to do, fart and piss, let them go ahead and do it. You can't control them.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir.
And this is for everybody, and I want you to think about this, everybody. As these audits go on, and they will continue, and the truth will come out, if widespread fraud is detected and proven, is it our responsibility to put the real winner into office, or are we just supposed to turn a blind eye like we have in the past, is everybody, can look back and see. Is it our responsibility? Is that not democracy to right the wrong?
You would think so, Daniel. But I never have seen this before. I'm really perplexed for words.
Right.
And Trump may not want to go into office at this point
in
time.
Exactly.
His idea,
right.
And I think we should kick these rascals out in the midterms.
But if anybody tells me that if you find the wrong and it's overwhelming and you don't right the wrong, to me, you're a traitor.
Well,
it's
it will. And I'll tell you what comes out of this. One, you're going to do some exposure. You're going to show that the election was fraud.
Right.
Then, if possible, we can show who in the hell was behind this.
There
and set a precedent so that these assholes don't do nothing like this ever again.
I'll tell you what they'll say. They'll say, oh, it was China and Russia. They did it.
Right.
That's exactly what they'll say.
Well, then we need to load up the B-52.
And that'd be Republicans and Democrats saying that. That's
watch Absolutely 9-0, and it'll blow your mind. It will blow your mind.
Watch what?
The Absolutely 9-0. It will blow your mind.
Absolutely 9-0?
Yeah,
it's a Lindell's video. It's about the Supreme Court.
Oh, Lindell. Okay.
But
all right.
Regardless about the Supreme Court part of it, just that, that what he shows in there is mind-blowing.
Well, something's
really
going
is.
On even with the Supreme Court with these recent 9-0 decisions in favor of conservatism.
Now, out of character.
You're fighting two dice.
Sorry. That was my fault.
That is so out of character. 9-0 conservative. Come
9-0?
On.
9-0? Absolutely 9-0.
I was thinking the same
thing.
By Mike
Lindell.
I mean, we already knew the Supreme Court was compromised, but they have been compromised on top of the on top of a compromise. Somebody laid a Trump card down, is what they did. And I'm not talking about President Trump.
Okay.
I'm saying they got trumped by somebody, by some organization, to vote 9-0 conservative.
Somebody pulled their aces out in the poker game.
What was the basis of the issue?
Talking about the 9-0?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if it's something that everybody agrees to, then just because we classify it as conservative doesn't mean that that's necessarily true, because there's a lot of Democrats that would vote in a certain way, or liberals, because it's just the right thing to do. But that don't, you know, it's the oddness to it is what's wild.
Yeah, it's like it was what Mama was talking about earlier about the Guatemalan that applied for citizenship after he was a refugee and da-da-da.
Okay, guys, let me play a little bit of this. This is a veteran, so hang on. It's about Absolute 9-0, game over, it says.
What's happening? It's Christian Supreme, and I hope you have a blessed, amazing day. I know I am. When you live with Jesus as your guide, my friends, every day is blessed. My friends, I just got finished watching Absolute 9-0. By Mike Lindell. He put out another one. And my friends, I know the other ones. The other ones show everything. And I know we all know, right? And I don't even want to say a whole bunch. I'm trying not to get kicked off of any platforms, right?